Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Podcast Network. As always, I'm not here by myself. I'm joined by my co-host with the co-most. It's my man Jay Trill. What up, dog?
What's going on? Hello, all the white people out there that support me.
You know, on these Twitter streets, you know, they saying that you too good to do the regular show anymore. They say that you straight premium now these days.
Man, I come back for any of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I be trying not to take up all the other guest time.
Yeah,
I'm an official co-host, so I can't never be too good.
Right.
Like that's never going away. Even if you was like, well, Jay, I don't really want you on the show, I'd be like, man, I'm a co-host.
Right.
You can't kick me off.
And it's
we haven't had any negotiations to say that I'm not on the show.
Yeah, basically. And Justin's always welcome on the show, obviously, guys. It's a very special day though. Before we get started, I gotta play a different sound. It's the day for the return for the swarm of the killer bees. The Bay Hive is out and they are back. Beyonce has returned.
Bow down,
bitches. Whole album just dropped at midnight, changed everything for everybody, period, everywhere.
It woke me up and gave me new life.
Mm-hmm. I said, get your life. Yes.
I was like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, hunty. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, hunty.
Yeah. Yes, Beyonce.
Do it. I woke up and had new life.
Mm-hmm.
I was a whole different complexion and everything.
Yeah, I woke up light-skinned with blonde weave. I was like, thank you. Thank you, Beyonce. Thank you for helping me to get me. So, yeah, it's out. So it's going to be podcast listenership all over the Chitlin circuit, about to go way down. They're going to be listening to that album, dog. It's people about to be coming back to us in like February. Like, oh shit, y'all still got a show.
See them true Bay fans.
Mm-hmm.
They already know all the lyrics already to all the mm-hmm. songs. They already have them memorized singing.
They already writing they think pieces.
Vines already out.
They already dropping they blog posts right now with 15 paragraphs on feminism and the first verse of the first song. Like, yep. They already doing that.
Yeah, if you haven't heard it yet, you behind.
Yeah, I'm about to. Matter of fact, let me go on Twitter right now, and I'm gonna request that please link me to any Beyonce album blog post think pieces. Thanks. Cause those things probably out this afternoon.
It was out last night.
Yeah, it's been a few hours. At this point, it's probably a few like, how come Hillary Clinton is a feminist but not Beyonce? This is white women, white feminism at work, and it's probably like 17 pages, dog. Like right now, so it's probably already got 1,700 hits and 100 comments.
And they comparing her to the first lady. Talking mm-hmm. about the first lady wouldn't drop after scandal.
Right.
Like, the first lady would have went on before scandal.
Michelle Obama probably had the album 3 months ago, dog. Like, this is nothing to her. Like, her and Beyonce, cool. She probably already, she's like, why y'all even gonna try to put me up in this?
But Beyonce was so smart, man. As soon as scandal went off, and people were still in their emotions, all mm-hmm. in their feelings.
Needing to be consoled.
Let me go to iTunes and find me a song to console mm-hmm. me. And, oh, Beyonce right yeah. there.
Hold up, what? Is this Beyonce on the front page? But she ain't got no album. Oh, I've never heard these songs before.
This wasn't on the tour. She didn't say she was singing this on the tour.
It's not even on Spotify yet, dog. Like, I went and checked. Like, it's not even on Spotify. It's just on iTunes. You have to pay. And it's like a video album.
Right. Right.
Nigga.
Right. You getting unseen footage of Blue.
And she getting them for 15 of them things, dog. It's not even the $10 fee that everybody else charged. She did no marketing.
None.
So it's not even like, oh, well, the marketing budget was so expensive. Lady Gaga. She did no marketing. and still hit you for six more of them things than everybody else.
Right. She didn't do a special commercial doing mm-hmm. one of the football games, the Sunday night football, Monday night football. Not even the normal album releases on a Tuesday evening, Tuesday morning, new album. Right. Out. Nope. Midweek, Thursday. She getting you right for the weekend.
Get yo life, Beyonce.
All for Christmas. This everybody Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Christmas now.
Mary, that's what I said. In the like Twitter unblocked everybody and then for Christmas, and then Beyonce released her album for Christmas. And you know, that's the kind of shit that you need, man. So I appreciate her. And I felt like we couldn't start Balls Deep without giving credit where it was due.
I mean, well, it's sports related. She married to a baller.
Mm-hmm. Shot caller. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is Balls Deep. Let me play our song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about Balls Deep. I'm talking about Balls Deep. I'm talking about Balls Deep in love. I'm talking about Balls Deep. I'm talking about give a pound into her feelings, make her south mouth salivate. And Tyra, are you listening? Not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Bitter? Bitter much? Where was I? You're talking about Balls Deep. We're talking about Balls Deep in love. I'm talking about Balls Deep. Moore's talking about Balls Deep. We're talking about Balls Deep in love. All right, we got to start it off at the top, at Tippy, where we always start off. Recapping the NFL scores for the last week and some change. Last night we had a game. It was the Broncos played in the Thursday night game against the Chargers, and it feels like I couldn't be more right about these niggas at this point. Their defense is terrible, and nobody wants to talk about it.
They got Von Miller back though.
I know is the defense was better under Tebow. Say what you want, but looking true to me.
Think they spent all their money and draft picks on that offensive line?
I don't know what it is, bro.
With Tim Tebow, they didn't have a line.
Little too cold to be this sorry. I know that much though. They, you know, maybe it's because they're not running the ball as much. Cause, you know, with Tebow, you're forced to run the ball, which runs the clock down, which changes your time of possession. So, you know, your defense isn't on the field as long. But, last night they had the ball for 21 minutes.
Hey man, Chargers just that good, man.
Even when you're scoring, you're not running the ball.
Phillip Rivers had to put up like 400 yards last night then, right?
Nah, 166 yards. Two touchdowns. Ryan Matthews.
Not four TDs? Two. All that time they had the ball?
Ryan Matthews had 127 yards on 29 carries. Which is, crazy. The Broncos ran it a total of 11 times. And the Chargers ran the ball, a total of, looks like, about 45 times.
But you know, that's a clear indicator of who's running the Broncos. Cause John Fox is a running coach.
Mm-hmm.
He believe in running that, football. Even if he didn't have a good running back.
Right.
He believe in still, we're going to run the ball. That's a clear indicator of who's running.
Who's calling them plays.
So why did he have a heart attack then? If you don't have no stress, Peyton Manning is doing all the work.
Basically,
Peyton Manning should be the one at cardiac arrest.
Peyton Manning is your offensive coordinator. He decides that he's going to throw the ball around. He's going to throw the ball around.
And if John Fox's only job then at this point is defense, why the fuck are you sorry? You only have half a job to do.
Yeah.
You showed up for work and having half the job of all the other coaches.
So can
you're terrible at it.
So can we discuss, because I think we had a little bit of a disconnect last week. We disagreed a bit. But this is not the only game. Like last week, this shit happened to the Broncos too, man.
What I see you said,
like you were trying to put it more on Peyton, like, but he throwing these picks and that's the problem is the turnovers putting the defense in a bad situation.
Yep.
He only had one turnover in this game and it came late in the fourth. This be the first half every fucking time.
You said they spot a team 21 points.
Yeah. This is going to be a problem, dog. Like, when they get to the playoffs, they can't sustain Peyton putting up 40 every week, especially in the cold.
But he was still 27 of 41. That's terrible passing.
Yeah, for Peyton Manning, that is terrible.
That's terrible. So that's still.
Yeah, I don't know what percentage that is, but for Peyton, that's not a Peyton.
So he's not turning the ball over, but at the same time, that's three and outs. That's basically saying you're doing three and outs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually 66%, which is good.
That's terrible
for a quarterback, but it's terrible for Peyton.
Yeah, we're not talking about
nobody write in like 66%. Peyton didn't play back. No. That's great for someone else.
Yeah, Dalton would kill his mama for those numbers.
Right, yeah. Even Phillip Rivers.
Right.
Who won the game. Would kill for
that's 60. That's why Astrid had 400 yards passes.
Yeah, he would kill for that 66% completion rate. But this Peyton, and if you're gonna throw the ball as much as Peyton did in this game, you gotta have better numbers. They also dropped a ton of passes, which is, you know, a thing that I would love to be able to say, well, that's on the receivers, but I actually put that on Peyton.
I feel bad for the Chiefs.
For the Chiefs, why?
Same record, but because they lost to them both times.
Mm-hmm.
You behind. You away games now.
But here's the thing, though, right? Yes, the receivers were dropping passes, but let's be honest. We had to know they would drop those passes before this game even started. Like, I'm not trying to say those dudes are sorry or nothing like that. What I mean is it's so fucking cold.
I can say it. Wes Walker not out there.
Oh, that too.
Now you don't have to respect the middle. Like before you had to respect Wes Welker going across that middle and him eating you up for 25 yards.
Well, Rashay Caldwell still got two touchdowns. He fell right into the Welker spot, two touchdowns, 60 yards, six catches. I just think it was too cold for all that damn passing, man. Like, let's just call a spade, dog. It was too cold for all that shit.
You think Peyton Manning is still trying to pass in the snow? One of those snow games they had 2 weeks ago.
That's what it looked like, dog. Like it looked like a dude that was in denial that you have to run the ball in these games and you have to be patient. Like you can't just be like, okay, man, we tried running, but now we're down 15, so I gotta quit and start throwing it. No, you have to stick it out. Like look at the Eagles last week.
Man.
They were in the cold and they just ran the fucking ball until Noshon broke them down finally.
Yep.
And then it was like the fucking floodgates opened and touchdowns were coming out the sky because the team broke and you have to be able to do shit like that. But Peyton always knows that he can throw the ball. So I think he
was still trying to prove he can throw in cold weather. And, and that's one of those things where it's like, no, I don't listen to the media about that. Nah, low key, we see you really do.
Yeah, last week when he was telling him stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yep.
Cause he had a good game in the snow. I was like, oh man, so it's still in his head. Everybody else was looking at it like he finally proved him wrong. I'm like, nah, this really means that he still think about this all the time.
Yep, the moon a little bigger than you thought, huh, Peyton?
Yeah. a little bit bigger.
The moon a little bit, it's still a little shady on your side of town right now.
Yeah.
It hadn't come up yet.
Like, he went up there he played Tennessee in Denver last week. It was cold. But it was in the middle of the day. It wasn't at night. They didn't have just 4 days to prepare. They had, you know, a week or so. He threw four touchdowns and was talking the most shit ever.
Yep.
And like, stick it where the sun don't shine. I can't play in the cold. I didn't see the press conference last night, so I won't lie. But I have a feeling he didn't say that last night. Still through for the same completion rating, 66%, in the win and the loss.
Terrible game.
But, he had that pick. He only had 289 yards and
all that passing, he should have 500.
Mm-hmm. And the offense wasn't scoring. So
he's trying to break that passing record. He's trying to demolish it.
Yeah, he gonna get it too, but you knew like some shit like this was gonna have to happen because the record would be 60 if or 70 if it was this easy to get, right?
Well, I'm talking about, yeah, he got like, he need what, 5 touchdowns?
I think he only need 3 right now, because he got 2 last night. I thought he needed 4-5 going into last night.
Okay.
And now he needs 3.
Yes.
And he gonna get the record.
Let's see who they playing next. They got Houston and Oakland for their last 2.
He games. Gonna get the record because he won it. And now they have to play because home field is in jeopardy now. They take a loss and the Chargers and the Chiefs don't. Then they can, you know, they have to basically play out the rest of the season now.
Yep. But he plays Houston mm-hmm. next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oakland.
I mean, those are 2 teams that don't mind giving up.
He normally would sit these games out.
Right.
Indianapolis, Peyton Manning would play the first quarter and sit the rest.
Well, because he'd have it locked up, though.
Yep. Well, he had it locked up all those years.
Yeah. It's not locked up no more with the Chiefs.
Different conference, too.
Yeah, well, nah, it's same, it's still, same AFC, different conference. But also, it's just, honestly, dog, like, nobody saw the Chiefs being this good. And honestly, nobody saw Denver being this good. 11-3 already? Like, as much as we're talking shit about this game he played, 11-3 is hella fire. It's hella impressive.
I would gladly trade the Washington Redskins. Yeah.
Nobody write in. I'm giving the man all the credit and respect due. But I'm just saying, the defense is suspect and he can't afford to be average.
Right.
This game proves the only way they win a Super Bowl is if Peyton Manning plays great or somehow the defense miraculously gets it together, which I won't rule it out because the one time he did win the Super Bowl, the defense for the Colts came out of nowhere and got good. Remember that?
Well, here's the thing. You can write in, because like you said, if Peyton Manning he's on that he's on the upper echelon. It's only mm-hmm. him and 3 other people in the league mm-hmm. that you would even put on his level, from Drew Brees,
Aaron Rodgers, maybe.
Definitely, New England's quarterback, Tom Brady. You know, those are people you'll be like, they the top 3 quarterbacks in the league. Like, there's mm-hmm. no other comparison. So that means he has to perform consistently on the higher level than everyone else. And when you're having these average games where you're losing the teams who are known for fucking up the fourth quarter, who doesn't have good leadership, mm-hmm. who they have like the gunslinger mentality, we better than everybody else, but can never back it up, who hasn't won anything. I think they've won, what, 1 playoff game out of the years, Philip?
The Chargers, yeah.
Like, that's a game you're supposed to win. And you at home? There's no excuse. It's
but here's the thing,
game.
Though.
You're great. You win that game.
Here's the thing, though. I'm more of a, I look at the complete picture, right? I try not to get bogged up on the quarterback position. I think that's where too many quote-unquote analysts and people go fucking wrong.
He make
why.
All the money. Why not?
Because it's stupid as a approach to judging anything. Like, you know, like, I'm not saying this. I think quarterback is the most important position. But I think too many times people put everything on the quarterback, and that's such a reactionary way to look at shit, and it's why people like flip on RG3 and it's like, and it's why I don't talk to most people about football, is because I'll be like, but a whole bunch of other shit happened too, and they'd be like, right, but Cam Newton threw 1 pick. I'm like, okay, I can't have this discussion.
The only reason I say you can't, it's okay to focus on it for maybe 80-90% of the time, is because of the fact that when they do win, despite the quarterback, i.e. Andy Dalton, mm-hmm. Ponder, they still get all the credit.
But not from, right, but not from me. Like, I can't speak for the rest of these niggas. They can go out and do that ignorant shit. But for me personally, I don't do that. I'm not the kind of person that just be like, oh, Cam playing terrible, but hey, they got the W and he good. Like, I'll be like, well, this is how Cam played. And maybe, like, when they beat the 49ers, Cam just didn't beat the team. Back in the day, he would have put up 350 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks, and they would have lost.
Yep.
But he only had 170 yards and maybe 1 touchdown and no picks, and they won. You know, but, anyway, my point being with Peyton Manning, it's not really on him that the defense is terrible, but because the defense is terrible, anytime he can't put up 30 as an offensive coordinator, because I think that's what I basically think he is. They're gonna lose, dog. It's not gonna be pretty, man, because this is the same shit that happened with the Colts. Like, team would have a good regular season record.
Yep.
Defense never was good during that whole stretch anyway. And then in the playoffs, you play better competition on the road and you get exposed. And that's what's going to happen, dog.
I think the other thing, man, a lot of times people forget is it's just like the Miami Heat. Everybody plays their A game against you. They try to anyways. At least the first half, they come out there with their A games. They hitting harder. They moving faster just because it's your team. And if you still have the same strategy, which is I'm Peyton Manning, I come up with all the plays, it doesn't work. It's harder at this point. You're making it hard on yourself.
And not just that.
Because he has to come up with all of it, manage the game at the same time, when it should be an objective third party that's looking at this thing and saying, you know what? We need to switch it up right here.
And let's go ahead and give props to John Fox, too, though. John Fox, he's supposed to be a defensive coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He only got half a job to do and he's failing.
Yeah. What's up with that, bro? You ain't figured out how to stop anybody from scoring 21 in the first, like, half yet? I mean, that's a lot of points for a John Fox defense to give up on a consistent basis. Every week, you can mark them down for giving up 21 within the first, like, three quarters of the game.
He's going to blame it on his illness, so you can't fire him.
You're right. I got a heart. My heart is so weak.
I guess you can fire him. We saw what happened to Houston, Texas coach.
Yeah, they ain't give a fuck about his heart. It was like, your heart weak. That's why you need to quit.
Damn it, Texas. that's the Texas thing.
All right, let's talk about some other games, man. But, yeah. Colts suspect the shit, dog. I mean, Colts.
Colts suspect, too.
But speaking of the Colts, Denver Broncos are suspect the shit. But the Colts played the Bengals, and they lost 28-42, and it wasn't even that close. Like,
That was fourth quarter points.
Yeah, that was like, man, go on, let them get some. Andrew Luck had 326, four touchdowns, and 0 INTs after it didn't matter. But for people that didn't watch the game, they probably think that's good. they were like, he had a good game. Now, if you watched it.
No.
Yeah, it was, Peyton Manning-ish. Going back to the Denver game, I gotta give him credit for that. Cause it sounds like we're glossing over everything. Peyton Manning got them back in the game. Like, they were still in the game. Even when he threw that fucking, pick. Then they came down to score that field goal real quick and shit like that. That's what an elite quarterback does. They always give you a chance to be in the game. So I give them credit for that. Andrew Luck they were not in the game. Which is funny too, because the Bengals lost their best defensive player, like, a month ago or some shit at this point.
Yep.
And they locked the Colts up for a good portion of this game, man. It was basically once they said, okay, let's go ahead and go prevent defense and just slow them down, that's when all of a sudden Andrew Luck started scoring touchdowns. But coaching, it just didn't matter.
Good coaching.
Yeah.
Marvin Lewis can coach. He's been, I guess, overlooked for so many years. But he can coach, man. He consistently has kept the Bengals relevant.
Mm-hmm.
When the only person for years, they only had Chad Johnson and no one else.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He kept them relevant. And that comes down to good coaching.
Something that people aren't talking about in this game, and haven't been talking about for a while. Somehow T.Y. Hilton fell off and nobody's discussing it.
No, well, you mentioned, early in the year that, don't pick him up on your fantasy league team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he a beast, when he got, some help out there. If he got Reggie Wayne taking up some of the attention, and I love him as a young, talented dude, but somehow in the last, like, few weeks, man, Andrew Luck ain't been able to get him the ball on a consistent basis, man. Like, I want to say, yeah, his last good game was week 10 against St. Louis, 7-for-130. The week before that was Houston, 7-for-121 and 3 touchdowns. Since then, 44 yards, 38 yards, 46 yards, and 7. No touchdowns in any of these games. Like, goddamn. Shit changed fast. Trent Richardson continues to be terrible. So,
did he run the ball? He didn't even play that game.
He got six runs for 20 yards.
That's not bad.
for him on the
that's 5 yards. If we're grading, almost five.
Nah, if we're grading on the Trent Richardson scale, then I will agree with you. It's not that bad. On the starting NFL running back scale, it's still pretty bad. Yeah.
Cleveland was not right, man. I know you tried to throw it in there. Cleveland was not right.
I didn't say anything about, I didn't say a word about Cleveland.
Cleveland did not make a good choice by getting rid of him.
I didn't say a word about Cleveland, man.
I think they damaged him. Cleveland damaged him.
Oh, another thing I would throw in here for Cincinnati. When y'all gonna just give Giovanni Bernard the ball all the time?
Right.
Like, what's the point? Right. What are y'all trying to prove at this point?
Who kept him from getting 100?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis did, because he got 17 carries for 48 yards and he got both the touchdown.
But I'm saying that's one of them plays where Andy Dalton could have been like, oh, and I need to run a play for Bernard.
Right.
Audible. Like, they know, man. Like, you can't tell me you don't know. Like even when Adrian Peterson had the record game, final mm-hmm. game, he needed like 15 yards. He right. knew.
Even Giovanni Bernard caught the ball for 50 yards. Like, what's the fucking point? What are y'all, what's the Ben Jarvis Green Ellis experiment is over with. There's really no point to keep driving. We get it. He's not the guy, man. Y'all, that's why y'all drafted Bernard. Maybe they're trying to save him for the playoffs, but I don't know, dog. I would give this nigga the ball every time if I could.
What's Andy Dalton percentage? Did Dalton have a higher percentage than Peyton Manning?
I won't say he had 66, I think. Let me look at it one more time.
He had 3 TDs though.
Yeah, he did throw three TDs. Finally threw another one to my man, AJ, which, you know, should be a thing all the time. I don't know why that doesn't happen every week, but, yeah, he 24 for 35. That's actually real good. That's actually a pretty high percentage. Let me do the math on that, but, 68%. That's about, you know, almost 70% day. That's a real good day for him.
He putting up same numbers as Peyton Manning. Peyton, that's not good, man. That's a clear indicator. That's not a good game.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
when
not
you
for
got
Peyton.
Andy Dalton.
You had an Andy Dalton game.
So like you can't go. You can't. What you gonna do at Christmas? Now we already know Eli pulled out the rings on Thanksgiving. He can't do it both holidays. So between now and Christmas, man, you got to do something.
Yeah, you're going to have to pull out your playoff jersey.
You're playing the Raiders next.
All he got to do is wear his playoff jersey to Christmas dinner. That means he got to win, like, the first couple rounds. But if he wears playoff jerseys to Christmas dinner, that'll shut Eli up this year. Because Eli ain't going to no damn playoffs.
Oh, poor Colts. Y'all might not make the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland played the Patriots. I don't really care much about this game, except we need to nip something in the bud real quick. Rob Gronkowski got hurt, right?
Yep.
So, in my opinion, the Patriots are done anyway.
Oh, yeah. He got hurt, and they were already losing, though. Like, he was in the game when he got hurt.
Yeah, and then they had some shit bounce the right way, like onside kick. Like, they had a lot of shit to go right to win this game. Got some bad pass interference calls, shit like that.
Oh, Cleveland.
But here's what's most important, dog. Because I noticed, I read all the articles. I've seen everything and everybody tried to write it. Oh, the problem is with the new NFL rules, guys are going low because they don't want to get a penalty for hitting somebody in the helmet. Rob Gronkowski is 7'12". They were never going to hit him in the head when he was running upright like that. This is not the first time anyone's tried to hit him in his legs. It happens all the time. Yep. Gronk just will run across the middle, running at fast ass speed, and people hit him in the legs all the time. He just got hit at the wrong angle this time. It's not the new NFL rules, guys. It's a low hit.
Can I say that? And maybe he needs to drink more milk.
Maybe. I mean, this is not, he's injury prone at this point, I would have to say. But listen what I'm saying though, dog.
I'm not blaming this the defenders at all.
No, not just that. This is good football technique.
Yeah, I don't know if they watch any other parts of the game.
Yeah.
But do they not watch linemen blocking and they dive at the other person's knees?
I want to know, when has a coach taught a smaller player not to go low on a tackle? That's fucking football. Like, I'm sick of people trying to turn it every week into like, And it's an indictment on the league trying the new safety policies. What would you rather have, a concussion or your knee blown out?
Y'all don't even like Gronk. Why y'all so hyped up about it? Don't even like Gronk.
The defenders are now using the media? Cause soon as they get asked about it, they be like, well, the commissioner want me to go low. That's what I'm gonna do. Nigga, you would have done that shit last year, the game before, anytime.
Smart, it's smart, man.
Yeah.
It's smart.
275, 6'8" dude is running full speed at your DB ass. You're probably 5'11", 195, if that. Of course you go low. What, you fucking stupid?
Yep. That's the weakest part of their body is the legs.
He would have stiff-armed the shit out that little nigga and got that touchdown.
That's
like,
why you couldn't tackle Jerome Bettis. He had them big-ass fucking legs.
Yeah. I'm tired of people trying to act like this some, it's cause the league told me. It's cause you don't want to get ran over. And that's it. End of discussion.
Yeah, we've seen this before. Yeah. Where DBs and middle linebackers get ran the fuck over.
Yeah.
Trying to stand up on a running back.
Somebody gonna hurt Marshawn Lynch and then I just didn't want to get ran over. Nah, nigga, you ain't gonna get stiff armed.
Yeah, ask how many, people have been ran over by, Adrian Peterson trying to stand up against him because he looks smaller than some of the other running backs.
Niggas go low on APD all the time.
Yep.
Nobody says it's cause the league told him to. They've been doing that since he came in the league cause the knees told them to.
You know what he does? Jump over you.
Right.
And
Gronk hurdles people. The hurdle became Gronk's like go-to move and everybody was giving him props for it. He was doing that out of necessity, y'all. He ain't wanna get hit in the legs no more.
But can we talk about how they almost lost to Cleveland though? They were losing that game to Cleveland. This is Gronk in the game.
And this is where I was going to start with, but I had to get that part. I need to get the Gronkowski low hit thing out of the point, you know, right away.
They knew the plays.
Listen, the Patriots, nobody wants to talk about it. The Patriots missed the fuck out of Aaron Hernandez.
And
nobody is talking. I watched the whole broadcast.
Hey, Rod.
They didn't say a word.
Can't mention his name.
I watched every recap of this shit. I read articles. Nobody want to say if they had Aaron Hernandez, these niggas would be unstoppable right now. Think about it, man. All the people, Brady just has a lot of injuries and a nigga in prison. Are we just skipping over the fact that one of the top five tight ends in the league was playing with the other top five tight end in the league on the same offense and suddenly he is gone and it might affect the ability to win games? We just not gonna talk about it? What?
They winning because they know the other team playbook, man. Second half, miraculously, every game second half.
They Patriots, do figure it out.
Patriots figure it out, get a lot better.
Yeah.
Second half.
They do get it figured out.
Maybe.
Could be coincidence.
Coach doing things a little different instead of the whole team knowing. He just got one person knowing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He tightened his circle up a little bit.
But yeah, if y'all niggas think that NFL players are the ones being like, the league is so concerned, that's why I don't want to hit anybody in the head. Nigga, they don't give a fuck. They been hitting niggas in the head this year.
I don't know why some people complaining. This is the sport. This is why I watch football. I watch it for the physical hits and the physicality.
I'm just saying, Brandon Mayweather only hit niggas in the head. Football happens so fast, you hit them where you can hit them. Worry about the penalty later.
I wish more of the Redskins would start tackling low.
Right.
Getting all the penalties.
Or even tackling.
Right.
Whatever they would like to do. But yeah, dog, I was like, as soon as I saw that shit, I was like, they gonna spin this into the league is making us, no nigga. You don't want to get ran over is making you hit low.
So y'all think Deion Sanders' dance video is what made him popular? He couldn't tackle for
shit. He couldn't tackle, dog.
He went low every time. It was all right. Knee and ankle tackles for him.
Nobody was talking about the league made him do it. We was like, he a bitch.
Gino.
The Jets played the Raiders. And I still don't know if Geno Smith is smart or dumb.
Geno. This man had 3 touchdowns, 1 each quarter actually he had a touchdown every quarter.
Well, he himself had 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He had a touchdown on the ground, had 50 yards running, which I didn't think he could do. And they beat the shit out of the Raiders, man. But here's what nobody wants to talk about. Terrell Pryor got in this game, y'all. Terrell Pryor got in this game, and nobody brought it up. I thought McLaurin was the man. I thought that's who y'all was going with, Raiders. Remember that?
Man, that when you getting 20-3 put on your ass.
you got to do
by
something.
By Gino. By Roscoe from Martin. 20-3
They had to do something. They didn't know what.
So you start walking down the bench looking to see who.
It's funny because last week I said, yo, man, at what point do you just put Terrell Pryor back in?
This is how you know the coach is racist, man.
Well, he put him back in, but but it was the fans, dog. The fans hit me up like, nah, fuck that, Rod. You ain't watching these games. Terrell Pryor is terrible. I was like, this dude terrible. Like, at least Terrell Pryor had y'all in the game.
Yep. Hey, the coach started looking around, man. He was like, fuck, I gotta put the black guy, somebody who can run with the other black guy.
Right. I guess they won't run for the other one. nothing really to talk about here other than terrible quarterback play.
Gino won though, man.
Yeah, he did.
Shouts out to Gino. I had faith in you.
Yeah, I still can't tell if he's smart or stupid. Still can't. All right, we got to talk about it, man. I know you don't want to.
No, I'm okay talking about it. I resigned. Remember a few weeks ago and I was like, can we just start over? Can we just get a new quarterback, do everything?
Yeah. Well, you wanted to draft a new quarterback?
I wanted to just start over.
Well, the Redskins lost to the Chiefs, and wasn't even close. It was real, real bad. 45-10, y'all. That's 45 points to 10 points.
In an NFL game.
In the NFL Professional Football League with two professional quote unquote franchises. Robert Griffin III didn't finish the game. Got yanked.
He won't even be playing for the rest of the season.
Kirk Cousins finished the game 7-16 because that's the future.
No touchdowns. No field goals. Not even field goal range.
The Chiefs just basically teed up on the Redskins. And it made Alton Smith from the 49ers look real prophetic when he was like, they need to just sit RG3 down because I started feeling bad because I was hitting him so often. And that's what happened this game. Like, every time you looked up, it felt like RG3 was taking a snap and getting sacked away.
I hate to say this too, man, but the Chiefs had 45 points, but Alex Smith only had 137 yards.
Right.
That's actually a terrible game.
Yeah.
That's still 5 yard passes.
I'm just glad you finally admitted it. Also, Chase Daniel got in this game, which tells you everything you need to know about this game. Chase Daniel is the backup quarterback for the Chiefs. This nigga got some run. This was an ass whooping.
Nothing to see here. Let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Jamal Charles had 150 of them yards.
Two Native American football teams.
Yeah. Just
playing one another.
Really, really bad, man. Even Dwayne Bowe got a touchdown. So you know what? No defense being played.
Out of 4 receptions.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, dog. They teed off on this nigga RG3 so bad, man. Like, it felt like he got sacked 17 times.
But that's the reason Shanahan will be fired at the end of the year. And it won't have... It's not even on RG3 at this point. Like, a game like that is clearly, like, you not running... Why haven't you changed schemes to protect your quarterback? You want to blame it on him, but no, you need to change your scheme. That's what good coaches do, is adjust to the team that they have.
Oh, yeah. I got some articles, so we'll get into the RG3 fiasco in a second. Vikings played the Ravens. Adrian Peterson got hurt.
I felt so bad for the Vikings fans.
Yeah, they lost on like some last minute bullshit. Adrian Peterson got hurt, but, Adrian Peterson said he gonna play Sunday.
Yep.
That nigga's I don't think he made of human part. Like, he might be Wolverine.
But I don't know why he wants to play on Sunday is the better question. They 3-9. Why do you want to play, Adrian?
He's just not a quitter, man.
Shut it down for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Get healthy. And come back next year as the man that we know you already are.
He's just not a quitter, dude. I think he should shut it down too, but he won't.
But
that's not what he does.
Points scored in the fourth quarter, man. What happened the first three quarters that all of a sudden the fourth quarter was like, you know what? Let's let the offense actually play now.
Yeah.
It's like they quit. Like, it was 20 points by the Vikings in the fourth and 22 by the Ravens in the fourth.
Yeah, nothing was happening in this game for a long time.
I feel sorry for anybody at this cold-ass game watching it.
Yeah.
It was watching this boring-ass game for three quarters.
Toby Gerhardt got off in Adrian Peterson's absence. Joe Flacco threw three picks.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Joe getting that bread. Joe Rich. He don't give a fuck.
You think Joe went home and took a money bath?
I feel like Joe be like, man, I don't give a fuck about these interceptions, nigga. Like, y'all get Joe Flacco say his nigga in his locker room.
I'm getting the ball out of my hand to keep from getting hit. You see RG3 right down the street.
Joe Flacco's so rich that he says the N word in the locker room and nobody says nothing to him. He untouchable now. Ray Rice had a decent game here, 17 attempts for 67 yards. That's probably his best game of the season now. So good for him. Yep, he good now.
Next week he having a good game.
He good again.
Last week was his good game. I mean, not last week, but 2 weeks ago he had a good game.
Ray Rice had a total of over 100 yards. I mean, you're not gonna give him no crops, man.
Not this game.
42 catching, 67 running.
You count total.
I'm just counting rushing. Yeah, I think the days of those are over. We used to be like, damn, he had 150 tonight. Not much to say about this game. The snow made the game super fun, for a lot of these games. And this was one of them that was more fun because everything went crazy at some point. It was just like, what the fuck is happening?
None of those games were the games of the week. It was only one game I really was watching.
The Packers beat the Falcons, dog.
Bullshit.
Matt Ryan is terrible. He's terrible, dog.
Lose to the Packers without.
They don't even have Aaron Rodgers.
How do you lose?
You are terrible at your job. You are horrible, man. You cannot keep. Everybody keep making these excuses for this dude, man.
He doesn't even deserve being commented on about how we know he's terrible.
Because I'm okay with him being terrible. I'm just tired of y'all trying to tell me he's not.
I'm mad at all these wasted years of Roddy White's talent.
Right.
That's what I'm more upset about.
You know how he's terrible? Because if he was actually good, they would sit him for these last three games.
Yep.
Because they'd be like, we 3-10, shit didn't work out. You make all the money. We don't want you to get hurt. We just going to sit you.
Then they bring back the all-pro tight end.
Yep.
Wasted season for him. But I blame him. You're a free agent. You could have went to any team.
They were trying to trade him, and he said, I'd refuse to go.
You think the Patriots wouldn't have snatched him up?
Yo, the Falcons so bad, Matt Flynn beat them. Matt Flynn, the same Matt Flynn that did nothing against Detroit on Thanksgiving. He beat them. Yeah. All right. Next game, Bills Bucks. I don't care. But shout out to Shirley Wong. Y'all got that W. And you back, baby girl. Y'all got that W. How do you feel about Greg Schiano returning next year?
So he showed up for four games.
Saving his job.
He showed up four times this year.
If they went out and these niggas end up 7-9, I wonder if Shirley Wong gonna be sad or happy. Cause like, yeah, we didn't quit, but damn, why didn't we quit on this motherfucker?
You fucking up your quarterback prospects too though.
Yeah. I don't even know how she feels about Schiano. Actually, I've never asked her. I need to ask her on Twitter.
But they got it's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft. Like, you could potentially get, no, Jameis is next year.
Yeah, Jameis is next year.
But you could potentially still get a great quarterback this draft. Mm-hmm. And y'all fucking it up.
All the way up. Speaking of fucking up, the Steelers, who are officially eliminated from the playoffs. Man, they lost in the most ironic fashion.
Yes.
Ever.
Thanks, referees. Way to do your job.
Yeah. If my man Mike Tomlin had been standing on the sideline, they would have won. Because the dude would have had to turn in earlier. But because he wasn't standing over there, he stepped a little bit out of bounds, and Antonio Brown lost the game for the Steelers. On what would have been one of the funnest plays in football. I don't know.
Especially NFL wise.
Right. And I don't know if that lateral that Ben threw was right or not. Cause it looked, you know, like they would have had to re-examine that at some point, but nobody threw a flag on it.
You know, Ben Roethlisberger had a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know what.
He's been having good games for a while now.
I don't know what coach has provided for him.
Oh.
I don't know if she's blonde, brunette. I don't know if
he's married.
I don't know if she 120 or 320. I don't know what I don't know what he's into.
He's married, man. Okay,
we talking about his extracurricular.
No, I'm not gonna say this man is
practice methods.
I'm not gonna say this man is cheating on his wife.
We're talking about his practice methods.
He's been married all this time. I don't think it's another woman. I mean, maybe he's into role play.
Well, first of all,
anybody
that survives is not a woman. They are a miracle.
I'm just saying there's a possibility that he's just into role play.
They more than a woman to survive.
She might be coming on the road with him now. You don't know.
We know that she was never enough. He married her just to be like, I'm married. I would never cheat on my wife.
Uh huh.
And that didn't
or maybe she read the articles and she said, I know what you need. Cause that's what marriage is, isn't it? You don't really change for the marriage, really. You find somebody that can meet your needs. Maybe she is meeting his needs. And I think you have to stop underestimating that, man.
Maybe she's into
what he's into. You don't know.
You're saying that her and Tomlin got together and
arranged
for the other person to come get.
Maybe Mike put in a good word on J-Date. Cause I think Ben Roethlisberger probably Jewish.
We saying the same thing.
And
I'm just saying it came from a different source.
Okay, I'm just saying. I'm just tired of you accusing this man of.
I'm not accusing him of anything.
Not Ben. Tomlin. You're accusing him of getting some sort of escort.
He's a great motivator.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not down with this.
Some coaches get their players books to read. Some coaches provide inspirational motivation through live people. That's all I'm saying.
The Dolphins are still in the playoff hunt, by the way.
How?
I don't know. Could you, like, Tampa Bay, I can't think of a more clusterfuck of an organization than the Dolphins. And somehow they 7-6. I don't know. Speaking of teams that are 7-6. The Lions are now 7-6 after the Eagles. Whoop that ass, dog.
Hey,
snow.
I'm gonna say this about the Eagles, man.
Mm-hmm.
The first game, y'all looked great.
Right.
And then after that, it was kind of downhill for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all got that thing fixed real quick.
Gotta give all praises due to Chip Kelly for adjusting his offense in the pros.
I blame Michael Vick for y'all doing so well.
Well, all the blame, does go to that black ass nigga Michael Vick. That's right. I'm racist now, y'all.
I am
all about Nikki Foles and the KKK squad.
It's Mike Vick's fault y'all doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is he being so humble? Why did he come back a week?
Did you even hear him say it last week when he said Nick Foles, the quarterback of this team?
Yeah. Yes.
He's so humble.
That's what I'm saying. Why is he so humble?
Bills to pay. You know why. It's a very.
Yeah, but that's why I said last week, I was like, I feel like he's setting himself up for his career after the Eagles. Like, he's trying to get into the booth.
Something.
His way back to the
Can you even imagine him in the booth? That should be terrible. Not because he can't talk, but because white people ain't never letting that go. How can he get a job on TV with what he did to the dogs?
He has to bring it up. Like, he's the one guy you can bring into the game. He can be like, you know, when I made my mistake out there, and I don't think Dez Bryant has learned from his mistake of slapping his mama with them fake ass big hands.
It won't work. White people will never go let this shit go. He could be.
If he get out there slandering other black people, they would.
He could never let it go, dog. He might run for Republican congressman with that platform.
He'll be like Samuel L. Jackson in Django.
Also, I don't think he would do that part. Like, Mike still seemed like a trill ass dude that would never, like, go on TV to be like, these niggas need to get it together. You know what I mean? Like, he just seemed like,
man, I don't know. Like you said, he's starting from zero now. Mm-hmm. He just now starting over.
Yeah,
he got kids, man.
I just don't think.
You
just things
you wouldn't expect to do when you got kids.
I just don't think he would have it, dog. I don't think, like, I think white people hate him too much that if niggas turn on him, it'll be the last straw. And white people are never gonna love him, no matter how much he, no matter what he says. Cause they will always love dogs more than black people.
Man, he gotta rescue a puppy or something.
Why? It don't matter. It don't matter. He already killed enough, like, He could rescue a puppy shelter from a fire, and they would be like, "But what about them dogs?"
Chip, you gotta arrange that somehow. Like, you know, like you said, a shelter on fire, and Mike Vick goes in there, comes back white with all the dogs, just carrying them all on his.
White back. People probably be like, "Why is Mike Vick allowed to have children?" He gonna make them fight in child fights and kill them. Like,
I wonder is they there hate a market him. For that though.
Maybe I would watch child fights.
I definitely would. You put Terrio out there.
Right. Terrio be out there getting his. I
put my money on Terrio too.
I saw that vine. I saw that vine of Terrio with Deshaun Jackson, by the way.
Oh, you did? I said that too.
Yeah. Why Terrio ain't got no seatbelt on? Who the fuck is his guardian? What's going on with that kid?
Hey, Turk asked me the same thing. Turk said, who is his parents and why are they continuously recording?
He has gained 50 pounds in the last 6 months. It's not right. Whatever's happening to him, DCS need to get involved. I'm not sure what's going on with that kid, but somebody need, it's not funny. Like, black people laughing at this shit. I'm like, this ain't even, this child abuse. And y'all think it's funny. This is crazy.
I just want to know, can he start getting checks for Vine videos?
I don't know, man.
He need to make something happen.
But yeah, LeSean McCoy had 217 yards, 2 touchdowns. Can I just say, controversial opinion, LeSean McCoy the best running back in the NFL.
Man, he better, I'm telling you, at the end of the season, if he ain't at the owner's office, well, not him, excuse me, he can't go, but his agent.
Right.
I need more money. Give me my money. I don't even know if he in a contract year or not, but.
He already has 1,300 yards. He averages 5 yards a carry. These are video game numbers.
Yep. And just imagine at the beginning of the year if he'd have been getting all the touches that he started getting when they started winning.
Yeah.
Like when he was going through that losing streak, he wasn't really getting them yards.
For perspective, people, LeSean McCoy's most yards in a season rushing is 1,309.
He about to get 1,500.
He has 1,305 right now.
He might even get 1,600.
Nigga, wow.
He got 3 games left, right?
Yeah.
He might get
1, and that's not even counting his 439 yards receiving. You know what I mean? Like, he's beaten that before, but yeah.
What's the record that Adrian was trying to beat?
I want to say it was like 2000 or something, okay, wasn't it? It was something crazy, but, or at least that's what he said he wanted to get. I don't know what the all time record is, but he wanted to get 2000, which is not going to happen. But, anyway, man, not much to see here other than, it seems like Riley Cooper continues to be the number one receiver.
Man.
Getting them pure Aryan white man balls out of the air.
White is right.
And the only reason the first half was even close is because couldn't tell the white receivers apart. It was snowing.
And that's what Vic fucked up. Vic, you forgave him, but wouldn't pass on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You motherfucker.
You set your own demise up. Cardinals played the Rams. Cardinals beat the Rams. I don't give a fuck. 49ers played the Seahawks. And
that was the game of the week for me.
49ers won. Justin was wrong. Said the Seahawks were going to kick the 49ers' ass. But no chance.
But I did say, oh, no chance.
Mm-hmm.
I did say they might lose one.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the one they lost, bro.
This is the one. And
I can't, by the way, I was hoping, for this outcome, not because I was like, I want Justin to be wrong. I actually don't root for you to be wrong. We disagree because I think the show is more interesting if, you're right sometimes and I'm right sometimes. You know, I'm like, I was watching this game, like, if they win, the only reason I want to see the 49ers win is because I feel like it makes me look forward to the playoffs even more. Because I don't think they got a shot in Seattle.
Yeah, they don't.
cause Seattle does not play that shit at home. But, yeah, man, I really did think this is a great game, man. It was like real tough. You know, real like really good defensive football. But, yeah, man, I'm glad these two teams are, cause I think this is the cream of the crop for the NFC, really. And maybe the Panthers, but, the Panthers have like a little less history being successful compared to both of these teams, just, you know, like right. this year. But so
this is the difference maker too.
Yeah.
For them. They didn't have Percy.
Mm-hmm.
Percy did not play for Seattle.
I'm starting to worry though, man. Like, is Percy coming back? Cause
he came back them two games. And
yeah. Now they were like, his hip swole up. He ain't been practicing. Like, I'm a little nervous about the Percy Harvin thing. Cause I kept thinking Percy Harvin was going to be like the thing that, you know, put them over the top.
It would. They, I mean, imagine them with a healthy Percy and mm-hmm. like right now how they're playing. And then you add an X factor to that.
Cause the 49ers got Crabtree back and I think that makes a lot of difference.
Yep. He did. I think he did make a difference.
Yeah, he only had four catches, but they were all like, you know, big third down possession mattering catches.
But that's not why they lost the game though. The Seahawks lost this game on defense with all those fucking penalties.
Oh my God. Yeah, I haven't seen them get penalized like this.
They had like eight penalties, like four of them were pass interference, like automatic first down. Let's move down the field. Like,
yeah,
like on third downs, and you like get the fuck out of here. Like that's really why they lost.
They had nine penalties for 85 yards. That's not very Seahawks like.
Yeah, that's why they lost that game. But
you know, also
can't blame the refs for that. I'm not blaming the refs. I'm blaming the players because you have to adjust to what the refs are doing.
Also, it's partially, you know, hate to say it, man, but partially on my man Russell Wilson, dog. Like he didn't have like that kind of offensive performance that, you know, we used to see it from him. And, you know, success is like his own, whatever, you know, like success brings with it its own burdens.
Yep.
So it's one of those things where like, I feel like this is a game where he probably had to like concentrate more on not having a turnover than necessarily getting a lot of like points on the board. And he had that pick, man. That shit, you know, for Russell Wilson, that's not an average occurrence, I think. So, that shit kind of killed him.
This is the first game I actually wanted him to run more.
Yeah, like, he didn't run a lot. He only ran once.
This is the first game I was watching it and I was like, you gotta take off. Like you gotta take off and make them respect you, your run. Cause you're not forcing them to do that and they locking down the receivers. It's also, guys dropping passes.
It's also why he's so good though. Cause, he didn't run in this game because I'm pretty sure he knew he would die if one of them niggas hit him. There's some big ass niggas, dog.
I know. I just wanted him to run like, and don't get me wrong, I didn't want him to take off like Cam or RG3 running. Cause I think even Cam,
I was just about to say Cam reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson, the way he runs. He don't do that shit against good teams with big ass niggas. Like he do that shit against, like, he'll do that shit against the Patriots, and then the next week when they play, like, the 49ers, he'll be like, I'm good in the pocket.
But see, he'll take off, like, twice, mm-hmm. three times, sideline runs.
Yeah.
Slide. Now, I'm not saying run and try to juke people. I'm just saying run three times. Still no, because I think one of the things Russell is doing is making sure you understand he'll pocket passer.
Right.
Respect his pocket passing.
Well, yes. Russell also is not a big ass nigga like Cam though, cause Cam would do shit like on third and one, just like roll out and get the one and fall to the ground before he can get hit.
Yep.
Russell ain't about to do it. Russell's small, man. Like, he's just so smart. Yeah. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. I just wanted him to run two more times to be mm-hmm. like, you guys gotta come in and respect me. Even if it's for 5 yards.
Right.
A run for 5 yards.
Yeah, he needed, yeah, that would have helped a lot, man. I mean, but it's, you know, and it was, and the thing is they were never out of the game. So I know he probably never felt like that pressure. Like, yeah, I'm going to need another touchdown to win this game.
They had the lead. That field goal at the end, on the 49ers, hit, that's, mm-hmm. that changed the game. And they got to that field goal based off of the flags. It was like two penalties during that
in
drive.
A row. Yep.
And it's like y'all giving away this game.
Chargers played the Giants. I don't care.
Yeah, no. Seahawks will beat them next week.
Yeah, of course they. Of course the Chargers beat them. The Giants are terrible, and Eli Manning is terrible, and I feel like might be time to get rid of Coughlin. Like, at what point do we say it?
I refuse to say it just because.
So you're never gonna give it up.
I refuse to say it just because I think it's Eli.
Well, yeah, it's Eli too this year specifically, but ain't this like they second year missing the playoffs with this team? Like, I don't know, man. This shit seemed like at some point we got to say it's on Coughlin, man. Like, this ain't good.
He gave you two rings, man. It's hard to say it's him.
Yeah, but it's so inconsistent.
Two rings in recent years too, though. It's not like they two rings, you know, 15 mm-hmm. years ago. It's two recent rings.
But it's real inconsistent too, though.
But is that based off of trades maybe they made or mm-hmm. like draft picks that they didn't get because they, you know, they went in the Super Bowl, so they're not getting the same draft picks the other teams are getting. And then Eli, he out making commercials during the summer instead of getting better.
I don't know. Maybe you're right, man, but I'm just saying, you heard it here first. Might be time to let that dude go.
I mean,
go.
I'm not saying they won't let him go. I'm just saying I don't think they should. I don't think he's the problem.
Panthers lost to the Saints. Nothing to see here, really. Saints playing at home. Saints ain't lost a game at home since, like, 2010.
Saints played almost a perfect game.
Yeah, I think everybody overreacted at the end of the day because they were like, see, this proves that the Panthers ain't ready for primetime. The Panthers are 9-4. The Saints are 10-3. Second of all, they play again in Carolina in 2 weeks. If they lose that game to the Saints, I'll be willing to be like, okay, they're not really ready to be, elite playoff team. But if they beat them, then we back to square one. So y'all shut the fuck up.
And even then, it's a maybe for me because some teams just had your number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
some teams, it depends on how they lose, but the way they lost in this one was so dominating. Like, if they lost this way in Carolina, I would be like, okay, y'all got a point.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's not like it was a terrible team that blew them out. This was a good team.
At home.
Right. And it's like the Saints might just have the Panthers number. Cam Newton could have thrown 30 for 30. And it still could have been a blowout because the Saints just had a Panthers number. They could not stop them.
Man,
they couldn't stop the Saints.
They couldn't stop the Saints defense too. Like them, the Saints, like as much as the offense got off because, Marquise Colston had the best game he's had all year. It was the defense that really shocked me, man. They were just running through the Panthers offensive line like it was just Swiss cheese.
Thanks to the Patriots, I now believe that anytime a score is like that, they got film on them.
There you go. Must have been what happened. They must have had film on the Cowboys because the Bears whooped their ass. Oh, Cowboys.
You don't need film on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's December. Look, you don't even have to do any analysis. Like, like it could be a myriad of things, but it's December and that's just what happens with the Cowboys in December.
Yeah. Basically.
That's a good job. Good effort. Good moral victory for them.
This is the official song of the Cowboys. Well, every time we get to this time of year, I say the Cowboys lost a terrible game in a clutch situation. And I begin to pan over to my left and look at my calendar and I flip it. I flip it from November to December.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot.
I hope you guys all have your hot cocoa. You probably got your stockings out on the chimney and filling them with presents. May Santa bring you anything but cold this year. But when Romo throws those interceptions, when the defense clearly misses assignments, it's time to pull out the marshmallows and the chestnuts and get the fireplace going. It's time, guys. It's time to go and wrap up the presents and start thinking about the kids and sugar plums and candy canes and rosy, snowy cheeks and going out into the cold snow and making snow angels. Remember that, Justin?
Man, all good memories.
The first snow of the year.
Wrapping Christmas presents with your parents.
Yeah.
The real Christmas tree in the house.
Going to the mall, sitting on Kris Kringle's lap and asking for some nice gift that you want to do. And you just have to be good all year and you'll get it.
For some of y'all, getting that cardboard box, sliding it down the hill.
Right.
Taking
that trash can lid, hopping on top of that, going down the hill like a sleigh. Watching Charlie Brown Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Abominable Snowman, all of these Christmas memories, and of course, the Cowboys sucking ass. Brought to you by Christmas.
Can we ask for two things about the Cowboys real quick?
Let me play some more music.
Dez Bryant's name is actually Dez.
Right. It's not D-E-Z. Desmond.
It's D-E-Z.
Yeah, not Ledezical. It's just Dez.
What do y'all think happening around Christmas time? You think he really out spreading cheer? Or do you think during Christmas time he was trying to look and see who had the best gifts under somebody's Christmas tree and breaking in the back door?
Is that a good enough reason to slap your mama if she just named you Dez? Think about it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying that's what Christmas like for y'all anytime you got a star player named Dez.
You know who I feel the worst for in this? Tony Romo. Never thought I'd say that. I feel the worst for Tony Romo because he didn't even play bad. Normally it's his fault. And you be like, well, this y'all quarterback, you know, you get to make those jokes. Tony Romo didn't do nothing wrong.
Oh, muy mal, muy mal.
Yeah. He threw a bunch of perfect games. He got the ball out. The offense was doing good enough to win. And,
Muy mal, no bueno.
No bueno, Tony Romo.
Muy mal.
So, all right. I guess we move on. All right, man, we got to talk about this fiasco. Apparently, RG3 found out that he's black. And ain't nothing going to change that.
You think when he tried to call your boy from Philly? What's it, the old quarterback?
McNabb.
When he tried to call McNabb, you think McNabb hit the ignore button? Should him write the voicemail now?
I feel like McNabb is not a... what do you call it? I feel like McNabb's not a petty person.
I feel like he would have
picked up the phone. But
hopefully picked up and said, I'm gonna call you back.
No, I feel like McNabb's such a good person, he would have been like, oh, I thought you would call. That's like, let's talk.
That's why I hate McNabb.
Yeah.
He needs
your cell phone.
What? What is shit?
That's why I hate McNabb. He needs to be like, nah, bro, you had your chance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I tried to reach out to you multiple times. You kept hitting me. No, you kept saying Shanny around.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to call me in front of him. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'm at work. I'm at work.
You want to pick that up? You want to pick that up, RG3? Nah, coach, I'm good. This is McNabb sending the voicemail. You sure about that? Okay. It's Donovan McNabb? Yeah, hang up on that, Nick. Don't talk to him. He couldn't possibly know what we're about to do to your ass. Mm-hmm. That's all that happened, dog. He didn't want to pick up that phone from that old black man. Anytime an old black man call you on the phone to drop some knowledge, you answer that motherfucker every time. Even if you disagree with the knowledge, at least you got some, because he guaranteed knows something more than you. Donovan McNabb has been through this shit in Philly, one of the most racist cities in America. He has been through this shit. He saw the writing on the wall. He said, RG3, I know you think you're doing right coming back from this injury, but let me tell you what they don't got the guts to tell you. They gonna blame this shit on you, and it's gonna be your fault for coming back from injury. They calling RG3 uppity, dog. They saying that RG3 hyped himself up, Justin.
No, I know, man.
Why he do all these commercials about coming back from injury? Because he was coming back from injury. It's hard. And he did.
He wanted to play.
Yeah, when
he's
do you?
He's still a kid. He's still a kid.
When do you get in trouble for wanting to play? When did we start this shit? If he wouldn't have told everybody he wanted to play good, what are you supposed to do?
No.
Do the first commercial ever, like, I guess I'll be all right, I hope.
If you're starting, I want you to play good.
He's a starting NFL quarterback. Of course he's confident.
Yeah. Anytime you get out there on the field, I want you to play good.
Yeah. Nobody wants a quarterback starting for them that's like, maybe they'll get there. That's how you get on the bench and out of the league. Yep. That's Jamarcus Russell. You need a motherfucker that's throwing the ball like, I'm good. I'm going to make it work.
Speaking of sorry quarterbacks, Jason Campbell actually had Cleveland in the game. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
Against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Jason Campbell.
Whatever. But, dog.
I'm trying to sidetrack you and get you off of,
hold on.
Off of Robert.
Hold on. Let me see who this is. Oh, it's Donovan McNabb. I'm just going to hang up. I don't even know what he got to say. Couldn't possibly relate to being a quarterback in a controversial town with a racial history and some ownership issues.
I wouldn't have answered either, Robert. Yeah. Just for the record.
Couldn't have possibly. And you would have been wrong too, nigga.
I wouldn't have answered.
You would have been just as wrong. You always pick up the phone when an old black man called to give you advice. Even if it's bad advice, you hear the advice.
I don't answer random numbers.
It wasn't random. It was Donovan McNabb, the starting quarterback before you got there.
Who worked
with your coach. And then, especially when your coach say hang up, that's when you definitely call him back. You go, yeah, I'm gonna hang up for now, but I'm calling this nigga back as soon as I get off the premises.
I'll answer random.
It's like if I call somebody from my old job and they decided not to pick up the phone.
If Brett Favre called me, Brett Favre should have. If it was Brett, I would have answered.
You racist, dog.
If Brett Favre would call, I'm just saying.
Yeah, this is why y'all gonna continue to be terrible. This kind of shit. No. Y'all, how the fuck are y'all the franchise that had the black quarterback win the Super Bowl?
Man, all,
and this how y'all do us?
Man, all jokes aside, man, you can never trust a coach that's orange. Can you trust anybody that's orange?
Looking like a Simpsons character and shit.
Have you ever met anyone that's orange and you can be like, I can trust him?
Dude, Justin.
I believe the words that are coming out of their mouth.
What do you think McNabb would...
Voting to be McNabb?
Yeah. Hold on, coach. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I gotta take this real quick, coach. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, what's going on? Don, what's going on, Don? Hey, man. Right here.
Hey,
so I'm not gonna say your name, but what's going on, D?
Hey, I'm gonna be brief.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I wanna give you some advice.
Okay, let me try to walk into the other. Should I walk into the other room?
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, young brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I.
Huh? What? Nobody. It's my girl, man.
I'm not trying.
It's my white girl. Go ahead, man.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm just saying I've been in this situation before.
Right. Tell me what to do by what? Oh, man. Oh, nigga. What the fuck you think you know about my life? Nigga, I'm a black quarterback in post-racial America when Obama's been the president. What the fuck you want?
I like white women too.
I had a few
white girlfriends in the past.
But you married a black one like a fucking sellout.
I did. It was my parents, the respect they wishes, and,
you
know, she's been there since the beginning. You know, the white women, I was just cheating on them.
Man, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
But, you know, I had the braids too.
Man, hurry up, man. I got quarterback shit to do, you old ass, retired, bitter nigga.
I had the braids too, and first I want to talk about the black man hairline struggle.
Right. Okay.
And just to let you know.
Don't worry about my hairline. My hairline post-racial, nigga. I don't get my hair done the same way you get your hair done.
If you go ahead and cut the braids off sooner, it will make your hairline.
Cut my braids. Man, you don't get off my phone, dog. My white woman love my braids.
That's the first
thing. Rubbing her fingers through them and shit.
That's the first thing. Second thing is I want to talk to you about the Washington Redskins as an organization.
Hold on one second, David. Huh? Yeah, coach, I'm gonna be in there in a sec. Hey, make sure you cut my interception out of the game tape. All right, go back, man. What you saying, Donovan?
Now, I'm just saying that, I want to talk about the Washington Redskins as an organization. Great organization, by the way. Dan Snyder, he's a fan first.
Yeah. Whatever, nigga. What do you got to say, man? I told you I got shit to do.
I filmed the Camel Soup commercial, so I know what it's like to be on TV.
Okay.
I know what it's like to be on TV.
Yeah, right? Nigga, cause niggas like soup. Right. Got it.
I had my mom out there too. I got mama that check. Got her that money. Bought her a big house.
Mm-hmm.
But, about your orange coach
Man, his, what about him, dog? Look, me and him tight, man. Like, then I run that nigga. I'll be running in the game when I want to and shit with a concussion. I don't give a fuck.
I know you saying you post racial. I know, you know, we is free. I get all that, you know. Just remember I played with Terrell Owens, Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't his quarterback, you know, but you know, he was my receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, man, you gotta watch those two. You're still a black man.
Why, man? I mean,
you black and they orange.
But you an old ass race. You grew up with like civil rights and shit, man.
Listen here, you young punk.
No, you don't understand.
I'm trying to tell you, boy. Look. Well built. Pull your pants up. Cut your damn hair.
No.
You'll never be prosperous with them braids.
You could do that back in your day. You couldn't even wear a white
when
woman.
When it come to these white coaches, they will hang you out to dry.
No, man, I don't
Sit
believe
your
you.
Ass down. Listen,
maybe in your day.
Knee surgery in college. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Maybe in your day, that's how it went,
I'm
old
trying
man.
To tell you, young boy.
But it's 2013.
You're going to you're gonna stop disrespecting me, interrupting me, young boy. Now I still got it. I can come out there and play again. I'm choosing not to. I'm doing the NFL Network because I'm trying to get this easy money. You hear?
Don't nobody want yo man. I look. Don't call me back. I'll call you back.
You know what? Maybe I came across the wrong way.
Bye, Donovan Knapp. I'm hanging up right now.
I got a little upset. I'm trying to. I just want to talk to you.
No, fuck you. I'm hanging up. You don't know what you're talking about. Fast forward three months later. You pick up.
Hold on, is this? Robert, I don't know any. Hello?
Hey, Mr. McNabb. It's me, RG3.
Oh, that Robert.
Yes.
How you doing, young man?
I was just calling. I'm actually in the closet at the practice facility. They don't know I'm here. I'm not supposed to be talking to you right now.
How can I help you? You need a Campbell soup recipe? You want to?
Nah, I just, first of all, I just wanted you to know I respect you so much and, things have, I don't know, have you been watching the news?
I don't know if you know this, but I'm actually an analyst.
You an analyst? Oh, they just told me you was an old janitor that used to work here. They didn't even tell me. What you did, man.
No, I immediately got a job right after I retired.
Oh. Well, if you had the time, I mean, I just want to ask you a couple things, man.
I mean, you know, my time is money for me at this point in my life, in my career.
Yes, sir.
I don't have much time. I spared some time early in the season when I tried to give you a call. You was too busy in front of your daddy.
I apologize for that because I was wrong. What do you do?
Hold on one second. Yes, my beautiful African queen. Baby, I'll pick that up from the store when I get back. Okay, I'm back, Robert. I'm back. You know, I got that beautiful black woman.
Have you ever like been in a situation when white people just stopped talking to you? Cause I was wondering like what you do when like none of the, like in your teammates won't talk to you cause they think that you think you're too good for them, and your white woman won't like come see you and stuff like.
Oh, I'm back. I missed everything you said just now. I'm sorry. I had something on the stove.
It's cool.
I missed what you said.
It's cool. Don't worry about it.
You got my full attention now.
Okay. Well, look, man. I'm just trying to say that. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Did this nigga?
Somebody's in here.
Put me on hold.
Somebody's in here, please.
I just told this boy.
It's
my time is money.
I just need a couple. I'm just getting some more balls, coach. Please, I just need a second. I'm not on the phone. I'm not talking to anybody. Okay. Yes, I'll be out there. Yes, sir.
Put me on hold.
Yeah, I'm back, man. I'm sorry about that.
You got one minute.
They listening. Listen.
Who is they? You got 1 minute.
The orange guy. It's called
orange. You on that now.
I just want to say, I think you were right. And, do you have any advice for like a third string quarterback that's trying to like get back on starting again?
The best advice I can give to you is keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
If you hurt, don't play.
Oh no, I already did that. Okay. All right. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Always
anymore.
Consult with your agent and publicist.
Okay. All right. Well, All right, I'll do that.
You keep your white woman. I love me some. It's all pink in the middle.
So okay,
all it's right. All pink in the middle.
So I don't got to give that up.
No, it's all pink in the middle.
Oh, thank God.
But you need to cut your hair.
Cut my hair.
It's for your hairline. It has nothing to do with
okay
with football. It's for your hairline.
Okay.
But by the way, if you get tackled by a certain individual that likes pulling out long hair,
okay,
you'll feel the effects of that.
All right, no problem, Mr. McNabb. Thank you so much. I would also like to ask, hold on, boy.
See, we went through this last time.
You're right, and I apologize.
One last thing.
Yes, sir.
I need for you to invest in some Campbell Soup stock.
How much you need me? I'll put in whatever you
need. $50,000. Just okay. Order $50,000.
Yes, sir. I'll do that. I was gonna ask, man, if you're not too busy, could we like maybe make this call like a weekly thing, and we could like
whoa. I'm actually about to change my number.
You
want to have access to the new number?
Yes, sir. Well, you always have my number though.
But if I need something from you, I will give you a call.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. McNabb. I gotta go.
Maybe if you cut that hair, I don't know. Maybe
I whatever it takes. I'm just glad I gotta give him a white woman.
But
I'll definitely get out.
But as far as dealing with this on the bench
mm-hmm.
situation you got coming up,
yes, sir.
Don't do any interviews.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you understand what I'm going through though.
Say no comment.
Have you ever had wide receivers that can't catch the ball though, Mr. McNabb? Like my wide receivers are terrible. I don't even know if you can relate to this. I mean, I know you used to be
suggest you go back to school and do some research.
Okay.
I know you only watched Drew Brees.
Right.
Tom Brady, those guys.
Yeah, I only watch white quarterbacks.
Sorry. But you might want to do some research. Look up Doug Williams, what he had to go through at the Washington
Redskins. Right, but Mr. McNabb, I don't know if you can relate. Have you ever had a coach that had bad time management and bad play calling? I mean, how can anybody play like this?
Son, you know, maybe a few months ago, back in August, mm-hmm. I would have more time for you. But right now, you got me burning my
please, suit. Please don't hang up, Mr. McNabb.
Have a good day.
Sir. Hello. Mr. McNabb, please.
Is this nigga? Baby.
Hello?
Call Verizon.
Hello? Mr. McNabb, no!
Had them blocked.
It's me, RG3. I'm black.
Like a few numbers.
I'm black now. I see it.
They need to block this number.
I'm black, too. I realize it now.
We're going to change numbers.
Please, Mr. McNabb.
Okay, Big Daddy. All
right. Yeah, RG3 is black again, so...
I don't think he know he black.
He know it now.
I don't think he know.
You know how I know he know? It's a press release that just came out right before the game, before we started the show. Apparently he leaked that he is pissed about being benched. He's extremely angry.
He doesn't know.
That's called black rage, RG3. We all live with that. he finally got some. He was like, hold up, this ain't right.
He upset about it, but I don't think he realized he black yet. You know why?
Why?
Cause he thinks ranting about it is gonna change something. He's still in that stage.
Hey, this the beginning awareness of blackness though. He had that first like, hold up. They ain't doing this to the white people. He just had that first moment. We'll see where it goes from here.
See, he thinks something's actually gonna happen at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how you know he hadn't. See, normally black people know that when you cuss and rant rave, you know ain't shit gonna happen.
Right, right.
Like you know you just want to
get
off your
chest. That's what McNabb knew. Right.
Right. You know you just want to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
And then move on.
He should take McNabb's advice and shut the fuck up.
He thinks something about to happen.
Right.
He thinks that by me ranting and raving in the press like I did at the beginning of the season and put pressure on coach, things was gonna happen.
Yeah.
He hadn't realized his orange ass coach doesn't care.
Yeah, also he doesn't realize that this helps. Like it helps him to be on the bench. The worse they are, the worse they play, and also the better Kirk Cousins plays, it's all better for him. Either they get a better draft pick. Oh, wait, do they even have a draft pick? Well, either way, they get better draft positions.
We haven't been trading or doing anything.
Well, didn't they trade a lot to get RG3? It's like, I don't know what their draft situation is. People,
but they didn't, I don't think it was drafts.
Nah, it was picks for sure. I just don't know how many and how long. I heard it was a lot too.
Damn it, Shanahan.
Yeah. Somebody know in the chat room. Shanahan
fucking up. But that was like last year draft though, cause this is second year. So they had to be like over the summer draft, not 2 years.
Yeah. Well, either way, man, that motherfucking RG3 black now, dog.
He don't know it yet though, man. He black. He does not.
I don't care. It's starting. Whatever. Like, up until now, he had, like, someone told him, and it turned out not to be true. But it was just funny because I believed it for a second. They was like, yeah, they said he used to take, his bad plays out of the game film and not watch them with the team. And I was like, one, that's ridiculous. And if that did happen, that's the coach's fault, not his. Cause he's the rookie, not the coach. But, that is hilarious if that would happen. If he would have been like
some Willie Beeman.
Right. Like, cause remember that one game where he threw that pick in the fourth and it was only his fault? Like, it was no one to blame. I can't imagine watching game tape and that play is not in there. Like, the one play that lost us the game, y'all not gonna show it, man.
Waiting to discuss that play. Right. Especially as the offensive, quarterback coach.
Yeah, you start with that play. Like, you start with that and then you build up from there. Like, now this was good. But, don't forget that first name.
You know what they gonna make me do, man? What? You remember the few years ago when I was like, fuck football, I'm not watching?
I remember.
I'm not even watching football. Yeah. Like, and I for like a year and a half, I just didn't even watch football.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen again. It's
coming back. Paul Gasol, speaking of coming back, is open to returning to the Memphis Grizzlies after this season. Says it's appealing.
Of course he
wants to play with his brother.
Cause his brother's doing all the dirty work. It'll take some of the load off of him.
I feel like that would actually make them real good.
They already real good.
Yeah, but you haven't heard that there's trade rumors involving Zach Randolph.
Why would you?
Oh. Right. Right.
Memphis, damn it. Y'all, why do you want to be like Cleveland so much? Why?
Now I will.
Y'all got a good thing going.
Now we do gotta, I do think we need to remember.
Tony Allen is y'all problem.
Every time they do play the Spurs, Zach Randolph does play terrible. And I have no reason. I have no idea why. Do you?
Tim Duncan is smart.
Like, yeah, he just outsmarting him. Cause I'll be watching Zach like, what's wrong with you? Just bust his ass, man. You bust everybody's ass all the time. You get to the Spurs, you be like, I'm just gonna pull up for this J.
Tim Duncan is smart. Even though Tim Duncan not a big dude, he can't bully Tim Duncan. He can't intimidate Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan can shoot the jumper. Mm-hmm. Like he has to actually go out there and check Tim Duncan if he checking him. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't get Tim Duncan in foul trouble. Yeah. He just makes Zach take crazy shots and he keep it moving. Duncan doesn't even talk trash back to him when Debo whispering in his ear.
Yeah, it's crazy, dog. But yeah, Paul Gasol might come back to the Grizzlies. You don't feel any way about him possibly leaving the Lakers? Cause I think Vino might have something to say about that.
Depends on who they, I don't know. I like Paul.
Yeah.
But I don't think he plays up to his potential for the Lakers. I think he's like, I got my rings, I'm good.
What if y'all could get Zach Randolph? The Lakers get Zach Randolph and Paul Gasol leaves. Would you prefer him over Paul Gasol?
I don't know about prefer. I prefer Mark Gasol.
Oh yeah, well that's Paul everybody. Gasol. That's everybody with eyes.
Right. I don't know about Zach. Yeah. I don't know. How I pulled the trigger on that. But if he a free agent and he don't want to play anymore,
Trade Paul now? I mean, if
nobody else wants him in the trade, like how many times have we tried to trade him and it doesn't work?
Well, they tried in the NBA. Remember? Well, actually, was he involved in that trade?
Yes.
Yeah, the NBA fucked that up.
But that wasn't the first time of trying to get rid of him.
Well, people want Paul Gasol, in my opinion.
But the trades never work out.
They never do. But if, for instance, if Memphis is shopping Zach, and they would like to get Paul back to play with his brother, which I think is really appealing for Memphis.
Yep.
Why not just pull the trigger on that right now?
I do a three team trade. Ooh. Zach doesn't want to be in LA. That's first of all.
You don't think so?
I don't think Zach want. No, he Memphis, Atlanta, Detroit. Those are all Zach Randolph teams. You know what I mean?
Washington, yeah,
are all Zach Randolph teams. LA, not a Zach Randolph team.
Oh my God, that's such a good point, dog. You know I didn't even think about that.
Like you do a three team trade, and you get. You know, Detroit didn't have anybody that.
Oh God.
That I'm aware of. Detroit didn't have anybody. They big man.
Detroit got a lot of young dudes. Detroit
does have a nice big dude.
But they're not getting rid of Drummond. Like, he's still the league right now.
Yeah, Detroit got a big dude. Atlanta, no. We don't want Horford.
Yeah, he's making great points, man.
So, I mean, if I had to take Zach, I would take him, but I would prefer Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would prefer, I don't know, Houston got that other big dude that comes off the bench behind Dwight. I would take him. It's quite a few big men I would take that.
Well, they're saying I like that New game. Orleans might be a destination for him.
He could even go to Portland.
Zach Randolph for?
Yes, Zach Randolph. Send him to Portland. Memphis gets Gasol and give me Aldridge.
They are not trading Aldridge.
Give me Aldridge.
He's on the untradeable list.
Man, he is balling. He put up 30 and 20 last night.
Well, they're saying a trade would be around, this is crazy, Zach Randolph for Ryan Anderson? What? I know Ryan Anderson is balling this year. He's averaging like 22 points and shooting 47% from three.
That's just this year.
Yeah. Are y'all insane? Maybe I'm overestimating. I don't know enough about Zach Randolph.
Here's the thing. He's not respected. When he was in Portland, he wasn't respected.
Zach Randolph?
Yeah. Remember, he was in Portland for a few years. He carried them.
You know what it is,
and
too.
He wasn't respected.
He's 32. His next year, he has a $17 million player option, which he's going to take. And the team is capped out. So they're just trying to shed some money. But, bruh, I don't know, man. Ryan Anderson.
You go from a playoff team to you not in the playoffs if you get rid of Zach.
And plus, I don't trust that shit in the fucking playoffs.
And Ryan Anderson doesn't seem like he'll do well on that team.
Yeah, Zach Randolph is bad against the Spurs, but it's just the Spurs.
Now let's think about
it. Like, it's not like he's bad against every team in the playoffs. Ryan Anderson gonna be out there jacking them threes in the playoffs. Y'all cool with that?
Let's think about this. They made Iverson quit after 3 days. He couldn't handle it in Memphis.
Right.
Ryan Anderson can't handle it. And we talking about AI start riots and right. bowling alleys.
Yeah, he gonna be playing shook as shit, man.
We talking about practice.
The Bobcats signed Chris Douglas Roberts from the D League.
Is Michael Kidd Gilchrist hurt?
Yes, he broke his hand.
He was on that list. That's right.
Yeah, and Jeff Taylor got hurt too. I love Jeff Taylor. Like, people sleep on the Bobcats drafting, man. Like, they got MKG, but people slept on that little insurance policy of Jeff Taylor, who also played small forward, already an offensively polished player, and they got him with the first pick of the second round. Jeff Taylor be balling.
Man, the Bobcats should be, they six right now in the East, and I know that's not saying a lot. Because the East sucks. However, they like 3 wins away from being the top 3 team in the East right now.
Right.
Like, they better than the Knicks. The only 2 teams better than them out of the East right now really is Miami and Indiana. You can't. Mm-hmm. Who a better team?
Yeah, I love them. I love watching them play. I have no problem with them winning because that tanking shit wasn't working for us anyway. So, and I love watching them be competitive. Man, speaking of competitive, Adrian Peterson said he gonna play this weekend.
Man, why?
Yeah.
Sit down, AP, man. Listen, get your rep. Bro, you put in enough work.
Right.
For 3 years.
You earned a day off, bro.
Sit down. Listen, actually, go back to the club where you had the fight with the cop. Go to that club. I'd rather you go there than play the rest of the season. That's real talk. Like, I would rather him go there and run the risk of running that cop over.
Baltimore safety Matt Elam called Calvin Johnson, Megatron, pretty old.
He don't know no better. Many young people today.
This is why I fuck with Megatron. He didn't deny it. He didn't say I'm not old. He said I'm getting old. It's all good. I'll show him what that old man's strength is about. And he didn't even say is. He said, I'll show him what that old man's strength about, though. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I fuck with Calvin Johnson.
Old man talk.
Yep.
Did he not watch the commercial that Megatron was on?
I guess not. He said, are you surprised that he talked that shit? He said, it doesn't surprise me because he don't have to see me on the field. So he can talk all he wants and I don't see him every play unless I run past him. I'm not worried about it. Mm.
I think Megatron would deliberately run towards him.
When are they going to, first of all, Megatron is 7 feet tall. Second of all, when are they going to learn to stop talking shit to him? Last time someone talked shit to Megatron, this nigga put up 5,000 yards on the Cowboys.
They must think, they must not know which side of the Transformer he's on.
He on the Decepticon, y'all.
You know
what
I'm saying? They must not know.
He not an Autobot.
They must not know. He got it confused.
He evil. What's wrong with y'all?
They
must think he really turned into that soda machine.
Man, y'all really gotta go back and watch the cartoon.
Yeah, he turned into a gun, y'all. He dangerous. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Oh my goodness.
So Seahawks fans are mad because Dr. Dre, did Beats Headphones did a commercial with Colin Kaepernick and not Russell. Y'all do know that Dr. Dre from Cali, right? And saw the 49ers.
Man, they got Pete Carroll. They don't care. They Hollywood now, man.
Yeah. Why would they be mad?
They Hollywood. Seattle, Washington is Hollywood now.
Well, apparently the Beats by Dre line of headphones added 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick as an endorser. Finding an athlete to endorse the high-end headphones can be tough considering that they seem to be a part of every league's dress code at this point. Kaepernick's ad shows him on the bus headed towards the stadium. Obviously, he's supposed to be in Seattle. The ad shows the Seattle skyline. And the fans are wearing Seattle colors, so it's not hard to figure out. And the fans scream at him, throwing things at the bus, and seem to be ready to assault him when he walks off. There's a few middle fingers thrown his way in the extended version, where you can check out here. Kaepernick puts on his headphones and totally drives out the unruly mob.
Man, Russell Wilson don't even fit the mold for who you think would be wearing.
Yeah, and why are you so mad? They're saying that your team has a rabid fan base, right? Which, yep. That's what y'all are known for.
I'm just saying... But first of all, they're not San Francisco 49er rabbit.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they're more the kind of, I'll stick my middle finger up at you, but I won't actually use the words of fuck you.
Right. But they were mad because this ad showed Seattle fans being like, boo, Colin Kaepernick.
Russell probably turned it down. And that's why he picked Seattle to make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably turned it down. He was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Also,
I'm gonna get these Nick Cannon headphones.
Also, it still don't got shit on KG's commercial. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Is KG really
a hateable person?
Is his Beats?
No, it's not Beats. But his commercial is so KG. Nobody liked that nigga.
Yep, nobody liked
it. Like that was the perfect. I actually looked at that and said, they coming out with a documentary about KG? Oh, this is a commercial. Okay. Like I watched that and was like, that happens every day for him.
Next one though.
Yeah, Nets gotta win. Good job, fellas.
Three wins in a row.
Yeah. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, top first round of 2014 NBA All-Star votes.
I wouldn't expect anything different.
Kobe second overall.
I'm not even surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked he's not number one.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought was, who the fuck is number one? It must be LeBron.
That's the year of LeBron, so he can get it this year.
Yeah.
It's the year of LeBron.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's too early for that. But
we know what it is. It's...
Come on. Kevin Sumlin, can I just say props to this black man?
Yeah, that's the one thing you was wrong about.
I wasn't wrong. I was worried. I didn't want this to happen. I was hoping it wouldn't. I was like, what I did not take into account. Is that so many coaches lose jobs at the end of the year that it elevates the coaches that are already at a job. I forgot about that because I don't follow college football.
It's easy to get a job when you got one.
Right. So all of a sudden it's like, you know, halfway through the season, like, can he control Johnny Manziel? Maybe Sumlin is the problem. And then all of a sudden, the fucking Texas job comes up and it's like, actually, you want an extra $3 million? I'm sorry, sir. Like, so yeah, he got a new extension, 6-year deal. Cause they just want to make sure he don't go nowhere. And I totally forgot. And that's my bad, y'all. Makes sense to me.
Can he get a signing bonus, but then still leave?
Yeah, you could always leave. I mean, it's college coaching.
Get that signing bonus, bro, and then leave. Don't even give him the 2 weeks notice.
His salary has been elevated to $5 million, up from $3.1 million. God damn, he got a raise, dog. Whew. And no. Guess when he signed that contract? In January. So he didn't even go a full calendar year, and he got a new contract that raised his salary by $2 million.
Hey man, do not give them 2 weeks notice. Take this money, mm-hmm. Take this signing bonus. Do not give them 2 weeks notice and get that Texas job.
Yep.
Get that Texas job. Because after that Texas job, you can go to the NFL.
Yeah. I'm just saying, bro. Good job. You know, he got that paper, bro. He didn't let Johnny Manziel get him fired. And next year, they probably won't even be as good because Johnny ain't going to be there.
You think he said, look, I'm going to avoid these sanctions. We're going to keep all the scholarships.
Yep.
But I'm going to need some money at the end of the season.
I'm going to need $5 million because I saved y'all at least that without us having a scandal. People got stabbed after the Broncos-Chargers game. My question is, who has a knife? And, like, they was mad.
They was mad because they was at the game and Beyonce album was dropping.
Yeah.
They missed scandal and their team lost.
Yep.
You mad, bro? You mad? You mad much?
Perturbed. Slightly upset there.
Somebody seemed to be a little upset after that game.
Quadruple stabbings? Who the fuck stabbed four people?
But they say it's unrelated.
Yeah, they was like, it was a fender bender. Yeah, Peyton's fender bending into that fucking defense. That's what that was. They had a little fender, a little accident there, guys. A little accidentally lost on national TV on a Thursday. And now four niggas got stabbed.
In critical condition.
So the accuser's lawyer blasted the Jameis Winston, investigation. She was, quite perturbed.
I don't know why she won't let it go. Like, now you just bringing more attention to the victim. Well,
I mean, if you think that he did it, then you're not going to let it go. Although I will say, man, people was partying a little too hard on these charges getting dismissed. Like, it actually made me feel like skeevy. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you're supposed to feel good? Like, oh, cool. He didn't do that. But like, I've been listening to people talk about it and they sound so, like, they hate women so much that they can't even talk about it in a reasonable fashion. Like, yeah, bitch definitely got caught out there lying. Bitches like this, that bitch. I'm like, yeah, y'all don't sound like a rapist at all.
Hey, look, it's one of the conversations you be like, well, you know, you do realize you and all your siblings have different fathers, right?
Right. It's not even like a party. Like, there's no winners in here. There's nothing to party about. It's nothing, you know, she had a lot of dicks in her life. I'm like, it's nothing to party about. It, like, if anything, is sad.
This whole situation is terrible.
Yeah, something bad happened to her that night, no matter how you look at it. I ain't saying Jameis did it. Obviously, they didn't feel they could prove that case.
But something happened.
But something definitely happened. The end. They redacted in the records. They, like, the lawyer was mad. This is why the lawyer was mad. She said in the documents that were released about the case, the state attorney redacted the medical report parts that included her injuries, which injuries are one of the things that most people look at to prove a sexual assault took place.
It's not HIPAA violations.
Right.
It's not privacy violations that caused him to do that. Cause I can see him withholding that information from medical records.
Well, injuries. Well, she was saying as a lawyer, she wanted it in there. So if the attorney for the person that's accusing the crime wants it in there, I can see why you would be like, they would be upset. You know what I mean?
She wants it in there to just be released to the public. That has...
Well, they released 248 pages and he said he was going to release everything to the public anyway.
I can see
her ID has already been released to the public. it's not even like a secret anymore. Like it makes sense. Like to her, she's like, why would you hold this back? The only part of the evidence that actually makes it look like some sort of sexual assault took place.
I'm just saying, I could see the medical part being withheld.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over. I could see her in the beginning saying, hey, this needs to be admissible in your decision, mm-hmm. but not admissible for the public to see.
But she's saying, but the injuries though, like, that's a major part of a sexual assault, dog.
I don't even agree with if Jay-Z was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And the hospital released why he was in the hospital. I would have a problem with it. Cause if it was me, I don't want the hospital releasing why I'm in the hospital.
I feel you, but it's the opposite this time. This is Jay-Z saying, can you please tell everybody why I'm in the hospital? And they go, no, 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 no. But it would explain why I missed all my concerts and my fans are going to think that I just skipped the concert for no reason. Nope, not going to do that. That would help you out too much. Like, because I think it's easy for people to dismiss this lady as some type of crazy ass stupid person. When you take out that she may have been injured sexually in this shit, which would prove that some sort of forced intercourse took place, or more than likely some sort of forced intercourse took place. And then you don't have people walking around talking about that bitch is the problem with these bitches out here. Like, that's so fucking stupid.
I do hate when these bitches are always accusing us athletes.
Mm-hmm.
These trumped up rape charges. Right. I mean, so what, I just didn't accept no.
That 4% clip. False accusations is the problem with.
Right, I just didn't accept no.
Yeah, it's not the dudes. It's not the fact that dudes can't wait to jump on any woman accused of sexual impropriety at all. The fact that people are saying, oh, she had sex with more than one person, clearly she can't be raped at this point. Like, it's just so disappointing to hear people tout these things and then to have it confirmed basically that, okay, they left shit out. And this is what I was worried about, because I'm not even saying I think Jameis did it or whatever. I don't think we'll ever know. And I'm worried because adults got involved and football got involved. And now you have people being like, oh, let's just cut this part out because it makes them look bad.
Yeah. It's clearly a situation where there is a victim.
Yeah.
And there aren't any consequences or no retribution for that victim. Like, there's no resolution for that person.
Yeah.
But can I just say that maybe from now on, guys, if you're going to force yourself on the women, you could get away with it by wearing your Beats by Dre noise counseling headphones and be like, well, I didn't hear her say no. So
right. That's a good point. The fact that the woman was given painkillers and the signature of the person who prepared the document were redacted. Now, that part was the part where I was like, well, maybe that they took that out for that person. You know what I mean? So that person won't be harassed.
I can't believe they released her ID though, man. That's.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're not going to file the charges, right?
She filed charges. The state didn't. And to me, the state still should have to honor the victim, this woman, and say, well, we're not going to follow through with the charges, but we're still going to respect your privacy because you felt as though you were a victim. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like this completely false allegation. It's like he said, they didn't have enough evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it was like, oh, this was a false allegation. There's a lie in here somewhere. We couldn't prove it.
Yeah. And like I said, man, I'm not saying dude did it, cause even the description doesn't really fit him and all this stuff. But, something might have happened and people don't need to be jumping down this woman's throat.
I just don't know why more athletes don't have lawyers like JJ Redick and get these
get that signature
before we even exchange phone numbers. I need for you to sign this document.
Speaking of lawyering up, Mike Pouncey of the Dolphins went to court to testify to talk to investigators. I mean, not to testify, to talk to investigators about the Aaron Hernandez case. He basically said he didn't say anything. So.
Good luck, A-Ron.
There's a chance free. Aaron might get free, dog.
All y'all out there joking, A-Ron.
What do the Patriots do if he gets free? What does the NFL do? They deleted all his stats. I mean, they say the evidence is mostly circumstantial.
Lawsuit.
Never found a murder weapon. Got some questionable witnesses. I don't know. The Raptors have traded Rudy Gay to the Sacramento Kings.
Why don't people like Rudy Gay?
Why can't he stick on anywhere?
He's homophobic.
They don't like gays.
People, I don't. You guys need to get out there, all my LBGT and Q's. Y'all need to get out there and support this man.
The deal involves seven players. John Salmons, Grievous Vasquez, and Patrick Patterson and Chuck Hayes all go to Toronto. Sad for them.
I know they mad as hell.
Sad for them. Gonna be cold and your taxes are done.
But they do get away from Boogie.
In exchange for Gay, Aaron Gray and Quincy Acey go to Sacramento. It was required to be a large trade to accommodate Gay's salary, which is more than $17 million.
Get that money, dog.
This season.
Get that money. Yep. I can afford him and Boogie.
I don't know.
Cousins
probably still in his rookie contract, right?
No, remember they gave him that extension?
Oh.
And when they fired the coach?
I guess, well, they got rid of Tyreek, right? Mm-hmm. So who else would be making money on that roster? Kevin Martin gone.
I wouldn't want Rudy Gay, though. They got,
you just say how could they afford to pay him? I'm saying, who the fuck else is over there that makes any money? It's just him and Booby.
Man, I don't know. I feel like them other guys are happy to be going away from Cousins. I'm in Toronto, but I'm away from Cousins.
Right.
It's like
maybe that's what it is. It's cold. I ain't got no money no more. The hose is different, but I ain't got to worry about getting punched in practice or dealing with his emotions.
Right. Like, I don't have to, like, now I don't have the weed smell on my clothes when I leave work every
day. Wouldn't let me shake hands with people, you know.
Right. He constantly shooting rubber bands at the back of my head in the locker room, like shit like that.
The Raptors are giving up on Gay less than a year after trading for him. Wow.
Memphis saw it coming. Maybe they see it in Zach Randolph, too. I mean, they was right about Rudy.
Yeah. You know what, man? Toronto also has a lot of athletic players. I played against them on NBA 2K the other day, and they whooped my ass.
That's why I don't know why they getting rid of they just getting rid of Gay.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They have dudes behind DeRozan. Yeah, whatever his first name is, DeRozan. They also got the young dude from Carolina they traded him, didn't they? Ed Davis. Did they get rid of him?
I think they got rid of him.
Yeah, they might have got rid of him. But it was DeMar DeRozan and, like, it was a bunch of other dudes that catching alleys on my ass yesterday. And I was like, damn, these niggas athletic as fuck. And Rudy Gay wasn't on the team, so they don't need him.
That's fucked up when they trade you in the game, too. Like, you only get to hold on to him for...
Right. Like, bam. So we found out Jason Kidd, who demoted his assistant coach, Lawrence Frank, to pushing papers the other day. Apparently he was cussing Lawrence Frank out.
Well, we know he was cussing. We know Jason Kidd known for cussing the motherfucker out.
His mouth got him in a lot of trouble in the past. Bitten off a lot more than he could chew. But apparently they said on the sideline one day, he was talking to him. He said, sit the fuck down. I'm the coach of this motherfucking team. When you're on the bench, don't fucking move. Kidd said, according to NBA.com reporter David Aldridge. The report did not offer further details on what the 13-letter word was, which is obviously motherfucking. And shout out to David Aldridge for snitching.
Hey, can I also say that this is probably one of the reasons that Kidd will get Garnett to fall in line eventually?
First of all, I didn't say you could say that, Justin. So you need to sit the fuck down. I'm the host of this motherfucking podcast. When you're sitting as a co-host, you don't fucking move.
That's why you look like you got counsel.
You're going to have to do papers. You got to do papers.
That sounds like a Garnett response.
Didn't care go. Right. Didn't care come in and beat me up.
But no, I feel like he'll fight Garnett. Like he'll forget mm-hmm. he'll coach and be like, well, let's go then, bitch.
So when they asked Kidd about it, he said, unfortunately, I haven't read anything. I've been focused on the game plan and playing Boston. Unfortunately, I can't answer that question, which means it's true. Come on.
Hey, he part owner though, man. He can do what the fuck he want to do. Like, that's the other thing those other assistants forgot. Like, can he fire himself as coach? He owned the team, man.
Yo, shout out to Paul Pierce though for this classic. They said, hey man, what you know about it? He said, you know, I don't know. That's something for the coaching staff. I think he worked hard, he did the things they asked him to do that I thought were on the court, but obviously some behind the scenes things that probably went down and didn't go well with the other coaches, and that's why the decision was made.
Hey, you think it was a room set up like Nino Brown and Jason Kidd walking around the table? Yeah, and all the other coaches was like, man, well, you know, Lawrence the one.
Yeah. Yeah, Lawrence tried to get up. Well, what about, why didn't we run the pick and roll? Sit your $5 ass down before I make change, Lawrence Frank.
It had to go down like that. Yeah. Like all the other coaches just sat there and was like, man, he a bitch.
Yeah. We already talked about RG3, so I'm not bringing that back up. The Steelers will lose a late round pick behind all this shit.
Oh, Mike. You think Mike will be there next year?
Yeah, he'll be there, man. But if I was him, I'd be trying to get the Texas job. Honestly, why not? I mean, how is the Steelers a better job than the number one college coaching job in America that's going to pay you $1 million a fucking year?
You ain't worried about curfew at that point.
I don't know, dog.
I'm not out recruiting.
Does Mike Tomlin have to recruit? Like, I remember I said this on the show a while back, and I'm serious. If the NFL didn't have a draft and instead you had to recruit your players from college, the Steelers would never not have the top recruiting class.
Man, he take away video games.
He's so cool.
He take away video games.
That's fine. But he's cool.
Everybody going to Seattle.
You have to, like, other coaches don't have to do stuff like that, you know?
You think in Seattle he taking away games? If anything, he was like, look, I'm buying everybody Grand Theft Auto.
Now, I'm not saying Mike Tomlin could beat Pete Carroll at recruiting, but Pete Carroll's an NFL coach now. I'm saying that if he goes to college, he immediately becomes the coolest college coach in America.
Man, you can't be cooler than the guy that rides around with his mistress on a motorcycle.
Nigga, does that nigga even have a job? Where the fuck is he? What happened to him?
Point is, there's no coach cooler than that. That's the coach I want to play for.
That lame ass cool as ice move.
We got these hoes.
Vanilla Ice did that move way better back in the day with his movie.
We got these hoes out here. He getting us hoes. He got hoes. He was fucking one of the TAs, man.
All right, man. Keep sleeping on Mike Tomlin, dog. He could do it. Mike Tomlin show up to your house as a kid. Talking about he wants you to play football at Texas.
I'm not saying no. I would go there. But if I got to choose between him or one of these other fun coaches that's getting me hoes.
You can't even name them. Don't underestimate.
Because I don't really keep up with college.
Right. But you kept up. You knew Pete Carroll when he was there.
Because he was bringing them hoes to the game. They were smoking weed out there in Southern California. They had Snoop Dogg coming to do halftime.
You know Nick Saban.
He a dickhead, though.
Mike Tomlin immediately becomes the coolest coach in college football. I'm telling you.
You said because he a black man.
No, because he being cool.
You being biased.
Nah, dog. I didn't say he the coolest coach in the NFL.
You being biased.
Nah, man. You are. You see, this is what's wrong with light skinned people. Because he's dark skinned. Because he's dark skinned, you don't want to give him no credit.
Real racism.
Nah, I'm just calling you out on your shit. If he was a light skinned brother, you'd be like, he probably got whole control, man. He probably show up. He don't play no games in the locker room. That's a good quality. But when he dark skinned, it's like he don't play no games in the locker room.
What you mean you cutting out the games in the locker room? What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's crazy. He the type of coach that will impose curfew, no more frat parties. I can't bring the hoes through, like none of that. Like he really checking up on curfew.
Nobody want to talk about Rob Gronkowski possibly being a victim of karma.
Not him. Gronk?
Mm-hmm.
Gronk, a guy that goes by Gronk.
Before he hurt his knee a couple weeks ago, he got in trouble. He apologized Friday after a videotape of him mocking a man of Asian heritage at a Foxborough bar last week was posted online. I feel bad. Personally, I feel bad, Gronkowski said during his first media availability since the video was posted. I talked to the fan and he assured me that he took no offense in any way. I know others did and I apologize to those who took offense. Gronkowski referred to the fan only as Joe. He said he's a good guy and a friend. When a reporter asked another question about the video, Gronkowski said after addressing it once, his focus will be on the team's Monday night game against Carolina Panthers.
Can I say this is first availability? Media availability? Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound right.
It sounded like he was hiding.
Yeah, that.
Gronkowski was heard on the tape posted on TMZ mocking the man wearing Gronkowski's number 87 jersey. So you wearing his jersey, he going to mock you. He says, they told me he could only cook fried rice. Gronkowski said it to a microphone at the club. He then called the man Leslie Chow, the Asian character from the Hangover movies. What an asshole. Classy move.
Mm-hmm. San Diego.
On the video, the person involved with the event apparently joking reminded those in attendance that the cell phone video was to be left with organizers. So, yeah, he got in trouble. Michael Jordan, did we already talk about he gonna be a dad at 50?
Nope.
He about to be a dad at 50.
He's stupid, man.
What is he doing? He's stupid. He wanna give away half more of his shit?
Why? Hopefully, you know what? Michael Jordan has never had hoe control in his life, and he never will.
He never is. Once you go hoe, you never go bro. That's what I always say.
Never will.
Speaking of which, he does have the money for it. I guess half of this will go to the baby and the new wife.
Down here.
No, Michael is not known for taking care of his kids, though.
Who said that?
Michael is not known for taking care of his kids.
No! Financially, yes he is.
Juanita.
Emotionally.
That money came out of Juanita's pocket.
Nah, he take care of his kids. He go to a game and tell them how they'll never be as good as him. He'll do that. Y'all like, he don't do that. He probably walk down to the locker room at halftime.
The same way he ain't taking pictures with Chameleon, he not showing up for events with his kids either.
Nah, I've seen video of him watching his son play in college.
Man, Juanita made him show up for
but
the
it
game.
only takes once to see that he's never gonna be as good as you.
Juanita was like, look, show up for the game or I'm filing for the paperwork.
Might
now.
Be in the car on the ride home talking about, I would've hit that boy. That's it. That's his analysis. Like, yeah, I would have hit that three.
Damn it, Mike. How does Juanita feel about this?
Hey, Mike's flu game shoes got sold this week for $104,000.
Shoes are sick.
Right.
I mean, like, they probably, how long was the flu last?
Right.
Like, in those shoes? Somebody Ziploc the flu.
Somebody going to lick the shoes like, I got it now. I got the same flu Michael Jordan had.
You know they going to smell the shoe, and they've been ziplocked in a bag, being preserved.
Yeah.
You're going to breathe,
let me tell you what those shoes smell like. Those shoes smell like alcohol. This nigga wasn't having no flu. He was hungover.
The cigarettes.
It's going to smell like Black and Miles and fucking alcohol. Michael Jordan's flu game is one of the biggest shams in NBA history. Now, I still love it because, obviously, you're persevering.
We saw that game.
You know, we've all had a hangover before. I couldn't imagine playing a fucking finals game with a hangover. But if you think this nigga was sober, you're sadly mistaken. They got drive-through alcohol in Utah, too? He probably was fucked up. You're like, Scotty, I can't see. Don't worry, Mike. Just aim for the basket in the middle.
And you know they stink.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't wash shoes.
Smell like cognac and cigar ash.
You can put baby powders in them, but you can't wash them.
Some white dude going to be putting them on, wearing his Jordan apparel.
And can't you ever wear them shoes? I mean, you paid $100,000 for them. Do you?
Yeah.
Me, personally, I paid $100,000 for them. I'm going to wear the fuck out of them shoes.
Yeah, I couldn't see it, man. I don't really get why. It's such a big deal that, you know, I guess I just don't get apparel in general. I would never be like, I want to buy the jersey that Jason Kidd got beat up by his wife in.
That's the one shoe I would keep the tag on. You know how cats used to get their shoes, like the hats, and you wear the tag hanging off the side still?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one shoe I'm wearing the tag. I know I need a receipt and a price tag with this. I need it on the side. Can we can't work this out?
Mm-hmm.
I paid $100,000 for the shoes. We can't get the sticker price on the side of the shoe.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But I don't know where you would wear them to, because if you wearing them, people know you got the $100,000 shoes. You them coming up off your feet. You know what right. I mean? Like they out here hitting people upside the head for PS4s
mm-hmm.
and Xbox Ones. You know they will hit you upside the head for them Jordans.
No problem. Without even thinking about it.
Size? What size shoes are those?
How you gonna get them home, bro? What's the plan? you gotta put that shit. You gotta come with a security detail or what?
What size shoe was those? 14s? Them easily
13,
slide.
13.
Them easily sliding off somebody's yeah. feet that's yeah. a size 9 or 10 trying to
yeah,
wear.
Yeah, and it's probably like some fucking 47-year-old Wall Street investment banker too. It's not even like some big intimidating motherfucker that just deserved them shoes. It's like a rich dude that wears a size 10 who's just walking around the house like, look, honey, I'm wearing the Jordans.
Yep. Them easily coming up off his
shoe. Yep. It's time, y'all. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. This week in Mamba, Jim Brown took shots at the guard. I think I have video of it right here. And I couldn't believe it myself, y'all. I was like, first of all, why Jim Brown always saying some shit about somebody?
He old, man.
Kobe Bryant.
He was on our Arsenio show, which tells you exactly where Arsenio stands right now.
He old, man. He
old black man.
He one. It's one of the things. He's so old that it doesn't matter what he said. It's Jim Brown and he old.
And this is a big difference, guys, between McNabb calling RG3 and going on national TV to talk shit about Kobe Bryant.
A sport that he didn't play.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Kobe Bryant, Sunday night return to the NBA. Yes. Any thoughts on, because you and I have talked.
By the way, this is how you know this is an asshole move. Everyone clapped for Kobe. So he know he about to say some asshole shit after the audience likes Kobe.
He in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
For many years about athletes along the way and what you've thought about different athletes, and I love your opinions. Kobe Bryant.
He threw Shaq under the bus.
Did I mention the word?
Shaq jumped under the bus. Okay, first of all, Shaq was never Kobe's friend. Maybe he had been a friend, it wouldn't have been so bad. Second of all, I don't think Kobe was trying to get Shaq in trouble. I honestly don't. I think he was trying to get himself out of trouble. Cause Kobe don't know nothing about these cops and shit, man.
Yep. That's when he learned.
Yeah. He was like, he thought he could trust the police cause he's Kobe Bryant, famous in, no, you can't trust the police. He's still black, bro.
Honest. He's always honest with me.
And he is somewhat confused about culture because he was brought up in another country. So it doesn't quite fit what's happening here in America. Unbelievable athlete.
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable athlete. But in the days when we had a summit and we called the top black athletes together to talk to Muhammad Ali about his status with the armed forces, there were some athletes we didn't call. So if I had to call that summit all over, there would be some athletes I wouldn't call. Mm. Well, Kobe would be one of them.
So he would not call Kobe to the Black Summit to tell Muhammad Ali whether or not to join the armed forces.
And that's why, I mean, you know what, I'm, no, fuck, we on balls deep. We say what we feel like saying here. Mm-hmm. It's balls deep. That's why he hadn't been successful as an activist. Cause he trying to pick and choose who can help his cause when he doesn't know.
Right.
That if Kobe joined his cause, shit would change.
Yeah, also, man, it's kind of sad that so many of these black activists think that the only way to get support from these athletes is to go at them in public, trying to embarrass them, and use the success and the fame that those dudes have gotten on their own to bring attention to their cause. The same thing happened with Jay-Z and Harry Belafonte. Where you could have picked up the phone, Jim Brown could pick up the phone and talk to Kobe Bryant.
Yep, Kobe would answer that call.
Yeah, like I don't know why it's so like, why you gotta go on national TV to take a shot at the dude, but, you know, anyway, Kobe responded back in true Kobe fashion through Twitter.
And he recognized the fact that Kobe grew up in a different culture.
Which is, yeah, exactly.
But then at the same breath you say, but he threw him under the bus.
Right. Well, to try to take him down though, it wasn't even on some like, I recognize he grew up under a different culture. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I wouldn't really hit him up or whatever. Instead, it was like, he grew up under a different culture. Oh, by the way, fuck that. I don't care. He's still a dude I wouldn't invite to talk to Muhammad Ali. Also, Kobe probably don't want to talk to Muhammad Ali about whether or not he personally should join the military. That's his personal decision. Like, if anything, Kobe has shown, like, he's reached out to other athletes in his sport, taken them under his wing, called LeBron, Melo, all these dudes call him Big Brother.
Has he not seen Kobe's charity?
Right.
And the private events and how much money he raised for the homeless?
I don't know. I mean.
Are you paying attention, Jim Brown?
I
like you, Jim. I mean, you played in Cleveland. You would slap your woman with two purposes.
So Kobe responded on Twitter. He said, a quote unquote global African-American is an inferior shade to American African-Americans? ? Hashtag, Yeah, Kobe, on that hashtag grind.
Say that one more time. I don't think they've heard you.
A global African-American is an inferior shade to American African-Americans? Hashtag, That doesn't sound very Mandela, hashtag Mandela, or hashtag Dr. King, sir.
So respectful.
5,759 retweets.
So respectful.
4,286 favorites, which I added to today.
So, it's so respectful.
Bryant then was asked about the comments after the Lakers practice and gave two lengthy responses to the question. I don't really have a choice right now. I've got to get out there and do a lot more than expected in terms of handling the ball and doing significantly more running. How tough is Steve Blake, though? He played with it since when the Lakers visit Washington. He had phenomenally well. Well, he didn't even answer the question. Oh, wait, here he goes. It surprised me in the sense that it came out of left field. I've never even met him. It came out of left field, but I do think it's a great opportunity to have this conversation, to have this discussion, no matter where you come from, whether you're from Italy, where you come from Inglewood, a Los Angeles neighborhood, whether you come from London, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, the conversation is that it doesn't matter what color skin you are to begin with, but I think it's a good place to start and have a good conversation. There's nothing to talk about. We have different perceptions and different views on that, clearly. The thing I've tried to do is I've tried to educate our youth going forward. No matter what skin, what color skin you are, African American or white or whatever the case may be, just try to talk about having a bright future going forward and how to help the kids and progress as a society as a whole. He and I, there's no reason for us to try to have a conversation. We're on opposite sides of the spectrum. I'm an old dog, but he's a much older dog and a lot more set in his ways than I am. Yeah, that's the perfect answer, dog. He basically was like, look, man, I don't know that nigga. He was talking about me, but it don't really even matter. Do it.
Yep. He said, he basically, I mean,
he like, he not on my level.
That's what he wanted to say. But yeah. He didn't say
it. Said in the classiest way possible. Like, he's not on my level, dog. But, you know, props to him and all that. But he's like, I'm stubborn and I'm not going to change my point of view. Why would he?
He said, I'm a global.
Yeah.
I'm a global.
I'm sorry. I'm a global icon. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm not just, you know, only concerned about Cleveland and Cleveland stuff.
Jim, he wasn't paying attention, man. He don't got the right people.
Yeah. Well, you know, old black man, dog. You ain't going to be able to tell him too much. Kobe knew that much.
Man, Kobe did hit him with the I'm beyond color. Yeah. like Kobe has transcended beyond just I'm an African-American athlete. Kobe was like, I see everybody as a whole. We all need to do better.
Kobe worried about grading his games, dog. Kobe don't care about this shit. He's like, my first game was an F, second game B. I'm trying to get back to A, dog. That's what I do. Y'all can talk about my charity or lack of charity to the black community if y'all want to, but mm-mm.
Kobe out here helping everybody.
Yep. But yeah, he played two games, already second in the All-Star voting. So be mad.
You know the East doesn't have any big men in the All-Star vote.
They don't?
As the first round? Nope.
Wow.
It's LeBron, Melo, I think D-Wade. And like two other guards, like two other smaller dudes.
You know what I'm gonna love?
But the
next, you know what's gonna be awesome? The next 6 weeks of NBA basketball. Kobe about to play point guard.
Yep.
Watch how quick they jump back on his dick. Cause he gonna be out there getting them double digit assists. He gonna be out there shooting less. And people love when Kobe do that shit.
And they was mad the first game he came back. He was out there dishing. He was out there trying to facilitate.
They be mad when he could never do right. The nigga shoot 30 times, that's too much. The nigga shoot 12 times, that's too little. The nigga had 12 assists, he ain't want to shoot it. He had 3 assists, why he can't just pass it? He could never do anything right to y'all.
He the basketball version of Beyonce.
He really is, dog. And that brings it full circle on Balls Deep Sports. That's why y'all listen to the show, man. Cause we got that high. All right, man. This has been another episode of Balls Deep Sports. y'all go out and enjoy that new Beyonce album, and we'll be back next week, man. So until then, peace out.